Yeraisa.
Okay, we're holding in Yuma Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Before we go weiter, maybe we'll just speak in short about the sugya we were learning here about the Chuban by Svisha and by Sheni. Shigimo said, what was the reason for each one of them? And it sounds like the people of Bais Rishon were much worse. They were doing Gimel Averus Chamuvis, Avidazor Gilor Vais Shvichus Domim, Mashainkin and Bais Sheni. The Gemara is saying they were Oiskim Batorah B'Mitzvos B'Gimilus Chasadim, just they had Sinas Chinam. However, the Gemara is saying, after all, you see that Shkulo Sinas Chinam can I get Gimel Averus, because it both caused the same result. But the way we see it, it would sound like that they are maybe it's equally a chamer, but it's not. But we wouldn't think that the people of Bais Sheni, that the people of Bais Rishon are even better. The people of Bais Sheni are even worse than the people of Bais Rishon, because after all, Avidizava Gilei Avayis Shfichus Damim, you know. And still the Gemara says, that Adirabba, the Rishonim were gedolim than the Achronim. Yeah, the people of Bais Rishon were better than the people of Bais Sheni. Not only that, the Sinas Shechinim is shakul to the Gimel Averis, but Lemaisa, the people that were living the time of Chuban Bais Rishon were on a higher Madrega. And better than the people of Chuban Bais Sheni. Well, brings a raya from the Beis Hamikdash coming back very soon to the Bayef of the Chuban Bais Rishon. They had a set time; they knew in advance. It's temporarily; they knew when it's going to be back. And within 70 years, they got the Beis Hamikdash back. Mashenkin and the people of Bais Sheni, we still didn't get it back for thousands of years. Right, we saw also the Eifin of the Chuban. Yeah, when you say the Eifin of the Chuban was worse in Bais Sheni than in Bais Rishon. Yeah, so this maybe this is a way to address this. What's the pshat? It sounds to us like what could be worse? You know, Gimel Averis Chamuris, these were the people that were involved in the worst things. Avidizara, Gilei Avayis, Shfichus Damim. How could you say that they? How could it be that they were better and a bigger gedolim than the people of Bais Sheni that the Gemara is being made on them, that they were oiskim b'tayu b'mitzvos b'gemilus chasadim? So just mention b'kitzur, and this is also a kedai to have in mind for having the right outlook on this inyan in hashkafa. We see the Gemara says, this is also Neget Pshat in our Gemara, in our Sugya that we learned. The Gemara says, Mishemesu Nevim Ha'achroinim, Chagai Zechariyo Malachi, Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh Misvo. And this the Gemara says in the context of Bais Sheni not having the Shekhinah. They didn't have Shekhinah, they didn't have Nevuah. The last Nevim of Bais Rishon died, and then the beginning of the Bais Sheni's Tkufa, and then they didn't get new Nevim anymore. They didn't have Nevuah, they didn't have Shechina. So that itself, shows you, the Gemara is in a Chinami. The Gemara is mentioning in the context that they didn't go back to Tisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan says it was a Beis Hamikdash of the Goyim of Yefes and out of shame. But still, Hagufa, the Maisa, you see, the Beis Hamikdash Alain of Bais Rishon was a better Beis Hamikdash. But the people of Bais Sheni didn't even go back to Tisrael, most of the generation, even when they were able to, when they built the Beis Hamikdash. Saying all these things are need the Hesber. And so Lemaisa, we find the Gemara says that after Bais Rishon, after the Chuban of Bais Rishon, so Chazal Anshe Knesset Gedola, they were mevatli tzohar v'dizor, right? famous Gemara. It says they even weakened down the Yitzhak of Gilui HaRais. They made it Gilui HaRais, a big part of Gilui HaRais is Kroivim, is a rice with Kroivim. So it says they took away the Yitzhak of Benegia Kroivim, Benegia family. They didn't take away the whole Yitzhak of Gilui HaRais because that would cause the prevent peer review altogether. But they wanted even to do that, if not for that reason. So basically you see that, already from this, you see that there was, if they, you know, Yetzer Hara is part of the basic necessity of for Mahalach HaChaim of Yiddishkeit. Now I'm saying, besides the Kiyuma Olam Sheboy by the Yetzer Hara of Gilui HaRais. This is the whole. That's what's the point, you know. If you're having bechira, for getting schar, you need a yitzur hava, right? There's a yitzur hava. There's a yitzur toiv. That's the way the whole thing works, right? So what's the so what is this business they were trying to be mevatli yitzur? This yitzur, that yitzur, and this itakum mevatli v'dizav yitzur v'dizava the gilur yitzur v'gilur yitzur were partially being mevatli. What is this about? It's not yet, you know. Tikkun Olam when Mashiach comes, so you know it's going to be ended. This wasn't Chubin. What's going on? So obviously, yeah, we already see from this that they realized that the kind of Yitzhak Horis that were in existence in Kuf of Bais Rishon were already not. For the new generation of Bais Sheni, they weren't able to deal with such a yitzirah. Kol agodl mechaveva yitzri godl mimenu. Adarab, the people of Bais Rishon, because they were greater, they had a greater yitzirah, and it got to a point, obviously already throughout Bais Rishon, which lasted for hundreds of years, as we saw. So there was a Yiridas Adoiris, and when it got to the end of it, Churban Bais Rishon, they themselves already weren't able to be Tamid Ben Yisrael. Yeah, because they already started earlier, not only towards the end, but it got worse, and it was spread out, and eventually they realized after the Churban that this is what's going to happen again right away. The new Beis Hamikdash is also going to be destroyed if these Yitzhuravas are going to stay in the same way they were. We won't be able to cope with them because Adirabba, it's too big for us. And you see there's the famous Gemara, another Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Menashe HaMelech, which the Amiraim were talking about him doing Avodah Zarah. So they were partially Dashan the Psukim and Novi, it's Mufush Psukim and Novi was doing over this. Oh, we had the Psukim here about him. Yeah, Rashi brought down about Menashe HaMelech here, that he was Hemid Selim Behechol, Rashi Le'el. Rashi and Tesam with Beis. And then we had the Gemara about the Shfichus Domim that he did, Gam Dom Noki Shofach Menashe Harbim Oy, the Gemara in Daf Tesem with Beis, and this same Menashe HaMelech that in our Sugi we saw that he was doing and that's time of Avodah Zarah, Tzelem Ba'eichel Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdosh, and so much Shfichus Domim. This Menashe HaMelech, it says that the Mayuim were talking, were dashing the Psukim about him, and he came to them Bachaloim, and he told them, Who do you think you are? You think you're my friends that you could talk about me like a friend of yours, like one of yours? Like I'm way beyond you. You should have the charetz when you talk about me. Sounds like the Gemara. He didn't just have tainess that they were saying they were criticizing him and he has excuses. No, it was more than that. He was telling them like, who are you to talk about me? Like you're not in my league, you're not in my madrig. He was talking about Gdoila Amiraim. So Abayi Rava, saying like I'm way greater than you. You're not. It's you're out of line. It's not your place. B'chlal to talk to him. I'm not your friend. I'm not a friend of yours. I'm your chaver. You think I'm your chavusa? Like who do you think you're talking about here? It's mamish a pellet. It's mamish pili ploim. And this is so. What's the pshat? And all these things, yeah. When we're saying here, he did avidizava. He did shvichus damim. This is kipshuto. It's the pasuk says vegam that we learned in daf tesam with the base vegam dam noki shofach menashe har bemeoid ad asher mili es Yerushalayim pelepe full of blood should mam shvichus damim no yuma may we dikir tziches. This is kipshuto. This doesn't mean that it was keilu shayfich damim. Yeah, it was a. This kipshutoi. It's not lav dafko. It was real shvichus daim. Was real avidazo. What's going on? Gilei arayis. And still he says that. So what is he telling them? Menashe HaMelech. He's telling them if you were in my generation, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and you would have this powerful yetzer hara that we had of avidazo, so you would pick up the.
Okay.
Your frock. You pick up your capitan. You would start running to the avidazor. It shouldn't even be in your way. Your kapata shouldn't even be in your way for running to the avidazor. You the amirayim, the gdoile amirayim, not the hamaynam. The gdoile hachachomim is saying. Obviously, the Gemara is saying that this is serious business. Yeah. So you see, even the gdoile hachachomim, the zman amirayim, wouldn't be oimed bini sign of the tzuv of avidazor of bais vishoyim. So obviously, so this is taka. Yitzurah v'dizor is something that is totally foreign to us. We can't even understand what is this yitzurah all about. Hey, if you see if someone's doing a v'dizor, you look at him like he needs. He's not a rasha. He's a shaita. It's a different problem. Yeah. Because taka yitzurah v'dizor was nisbatel, like the Gemara says. They were mevatel yitzurah. So today we can't even relate to it. But obviously, the yitzurah v'dizor. Is a ruchni zdika v'dizor. That's obvious. Yeah, this is not a physical desire. and we don't have it anymore, so we can't even understand it. But we see that when it was in existence, it was so powerful that it was almost unbearable. Was almost not shaykh to fight against it, to be oimid b'nisayon. So. Yeah, it says when the Gemara describes when the mevatel yitzurah of a dezava, so Gemara says there was like a lion. They saw after the mevatel of a dezava, so there was a lion of fire that walked out of the Beis Hamikdash, out of the Kodesh HaKodashim. You see, there was something. So maybe the ruchnis metzias of eish ruchnis. That was in the Beis Hamikdash, yeah. This Yitzurah representing this Yitzurah of Shavuot Yizava, and they when they were about this Yitzurah, this left. So you see, they were dealing here with God. Very what?
That
it says in general, but I'm talking specifically about Yitzurah of Shavuot Yizava.
I'm also talking. I'm just
my point is that the Yitzurah Shel Avidazor, what you see in that Gemara, the Yitzurah Shel Avidazor is Ruchnis Dikitzor. This was something, so the way it's described, like a line of fire in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, you see, they were dealing here with a very strong power. This was a real power. Now, Itaka says, so going back to the Gemara of the Nevuah being nisbatel by Sheni. So there's a very interesting Medrash in Seder Olam. The Medrash says that until by Sheni there was the Koyach of Nevuah, Mikan Va'elach Hat Oznecho Ledivri Chachomim. Hainu, the Metzius changed. It was a transformation from Matziv of Nevuah, which is Torah Shebichsav, right? Nevuah, Tanakh, Torah Shebichsav, to the Metzius of Torah Shebalpeh. The Hainu, the Hanhoga, yeah, there was Torah Shebalpeh as Misinai, but the Hanhoga changed from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebalpeh. In other words, till then they had a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till the Chuban Bayis Sheni through the Nevi'im. That's the Torah Shebichsav. That's a direct connection. That's in the parsha of Maamar Dersina. We find that, that they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, they should have that Navi Akim Lochem Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, there's going to be a hemshich of this musig of nevuah, that they have a direct connection and a direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the nevim of each generation. The Biskurav is oimed on it, that every generation had his own nevim. There was never a hefsek. It was mamish, like just like the Messiah of Torah Shebal Peh. Every generation has his own chachamim. So in the Tkufa of Nevu, every generation had his own Evim. That's the way it worked. It worked for the Nevu. Every generation had his own Evim. Actually, Shokoshim Shishulzeh, Zachoshim Shishulzeh, there was never a matzah without Nevim. That's the way. It wasn't just like a side benefit. That's the way Klai Yisrael was led, through a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Nevim. The Shechina was shayir on them, through them, with the Beis HaMikdash. The Nevuah you got direct messages from Hashem. It was a whole different living. They lived in a different Mitzvah. And then the Seder Olam says, by Bayi Sheni was a transformation from a matzav of Mahalach of Torah Shebichsav, of Nevuah, of direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Torah Shebal Peh. And Taka says, there's another Medrash, Pirkei Yicholos, that is Mayrich, the Taka, the Torah Shebal Peh, expanded in a very high scale, and by Sheni Adirabba, you see the Drushas Chazal that we had, that a big part of it was Taka being Nischadish and being expanded in the Tkufa of by Sheni. So this was a Tkufa of a Shefa of Torah Shebal Peh, because the connection with Hashem, with the Torah, was already through a different Mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh, of the Chachamim. Gimon Bar Basu says, it's afal pi shebatlo nevuah min hanevim, min hachachamim lo yibatlo. So the Ramban Basra explains that it wasn't a real nevuah, but it was a ruach hakodesh that the chachamim have. Yeah, this like we see in our Gemara, mishtamshim bebaskel. Yeah, so what? There's different madrigas, but kaponim. So the chachmei Torah Shebal Peh, shiyoidim haemes beruach hakodesh belibam. The Ramban says in that Gimon Bar Basra. So you see, there's a connection to the nevuah. It's not stam. Okay, the way we think about what I mean to say is the way we think about it. What's the shaykh? It's two different things. There's nevuah. Torah Shebal Peh, for learning, for understanding the Torah, for passing the halachas. What does that have to do with nevuah? It's two different things. You see, it's not like that. The Torah Shebal Peh was a new form of connection with Hashem. The new form, a new form of learning of limud haTorah. Nevuah is limud haTorah, and even of Torah Shebichsav, the nevim, which is much closer, which is much more direct connection to the Neisen haTorah. Torah Shebal Peh is a whole different mahalach. The chachamim, this is people that are saying their own chidushim. Yeah, the Torah gives them the koyach for that. But that's the way we have access to Torah today, is through people, through the chachamim. Shiyoidim ha'emes beruach hakodesh belibam. That's also some kind of there's some kind of a divine power here that the Torah is coming through them. Yaidim ha'emes beruach hakodesh belibam. Afal pishli batla nevuah min ha'nevim, afal pishli batla nevuah min ha'nevim, min ha'chachayim lo batla. Dahainu, instead of the nevim, we have the chachayim now. The message is coming through them now. The ruach hakodesh is coming through them. We're getting the Torah through them. We're getting the connection to Hashem through them. Yeah, it says there's a mitzvah b'yivayis of dveikus b'Hashem uvayisidbok. So Chazal say, what shat? How could you be dovek b'Hashem? Eish oichlo. So what it means to be dovek b'chachamim. Yeah, this is not stam rosh. This is the way the Rambam brings it down. It's sefer mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that arises of dveikus b'Hashem. How you're being mekayimit, the only way is through being dovek tamid chachamim. So this is the way Hashem is being misgalat today. Yeah, you're being dovek b'chachamim. You're being dovek b'shechina. The shechina used to be misgalat through the nevim. Today it's being misgalat through the chachamim. That's our connection today. That's today the channel. The channel changed from Mahalach of Nevuah to Mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the pshat in the Seder Olam. Now this is a has its own ma'ilus, obviously Torah Shebal Peh. But it's a whole different madrego. It's the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much less direct than through the Nevim. They were living in a different atmosphere when they had the Nevuah. The whole generation was connected to Hashem in a different way. Now, the thing is, so what does that have to do with our conversation? So I'm saying the Gaon says, he's talking about this Seder Olam that we mentioned, that the change that happened that Kufa. So the Gaon says very interesting thing. He says Be'etzim, what happened here, that this was the Nevuah was nostalgic. Yeah, we saw an Al Gimot was connected to they didn't go back to Israel, or Ein Hashchina Shayu Ela Ba'alei Shem. But the Gaon says there's more to it. He says Be'etzim, for having Nevuah, you need to be, the generation has to be in a certain madrega. And when you are in such a madrega, yeah, so you need for having the bechira, for having the balance, zele umazel selikim, like the pasuk says, there always has to be a balance between the positive and the negative in the world. Yeah, the koyach kedusha and the koyach tuma. So when they were living in a generation of nevuah, so zele umazel, there was the yitzurah of avodah zarah. The Gaon says the Yitzvah David Zava that they had, it's not just, you know, they were great people, they were able to have such a big Nisayin. It was the other side of the coin of Nevuah, the Yitzvah David Zava. You see, Navi, you see the Nevi Yashaker, these are the people that are dealing with David Zava. They're in charge of David Zava. Yeah, that's Kilo, the opposite of the Nevi Emes. This was the two parties. Yeah, this was the Zele Umazeh. So the Gaon says, but that's what happened here. And this, you see that the Gemara we learned last time that Nistalko, that Mishemaisu Nevi Machoin Chagis Chaim Manach Nistalko Achagudish Misfor, which means the Nevu was Nistalik. The Gaon says, Be'etzim, this was a result of the Bitul Yitzurava, of the Gemara that talks about Bitul Yitzurava, that they were Mevatli Yitzurava Shalavidizava. Because if once you don't have the Yitzurava Shalavidizava, so you can't have the Nevu either. Because if you would have Nevuah without a Yitzvah David Zava, so again, there won't be Bechira, there won't be a balance. People that are living in such a high Madrega, in such an atmosphere of Nevuah, in a generation that you have a direct connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through Nevuah, how is it Shaykh Bechlal to sin? How is it Shaykh Bechlal to be Chayte? It's not, you don't have Bechira. You see, as Mamish, there's a constant Gilui Shechina. The only way is, if there's going to be, can I get that, the Yitzvah David Zohar, which we see in the Gemara Sanhedrin, how powerful it is that even Gedolei Chachamim wouldn't be able to be Amid Ben Yisoyin. And obviously this is something that is the opposite of it, since it's the opposite of Nevuah, this is something, this is a Ruch Nizdik Yitzvah. This is like the Koyach HaTumah that is connected, the Koyach HaKadusha of Nevuah. So this is, you have to realize what we're talking about here, but we're talking about Yitzvah David Zohar. So, Mimela, I'm saying this, I think this could shed new light and on the sugi. We're saying they were involved in avodah zarah and by svisha. We're saying kol hagadol mechaver yitzri gadol imenu, and even gedolei chachamim of the later generation wouldn't be able to be in nisayin. Akidikach and shkenas gadol had to be mevatli yitzurava. And the Gaon says they had nevuah, so they had to have yitzur avodah zarah. Once they saw they already cannot cope with the yitzur avodah zarah, it was already too big, and it caused the chubin. And they saw if it's going to continue, they're going to have right away chubin again. So they had to be mevatlit right away. The nevuah was nisbatl. It goes together. It was haba talya. As a result, the nevuah was nisbatl. And now started a new generation. It's a dak of the Gaon adds. It says it's a tisanta nekuda. He says also the new tkufa of the chachmas teresh v'apeh. What the Seder Olam says mikan ve'elach at oznu chol adivi chachamim, that the mahalach of connecting with Torah, connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu now is through chachmas teresh v'apeh. So the Gaon says now what was the balance of that? That was the Bayis Sheni was the tkufa. When in the koyach atum in the world, the koyach that rised, the new power that rised was the power of chachma bagoyim, philosophy, the chachma yevanis, the Greek philosophy, that rised in Bayis Sheni, and can I get that? You have had beginning kedusha, yeah, for fighting that, yeah, that was also so big nisayin, the chachmas yavan, yeah, we had the misyavnim later. In the Yair, in the Tkuf of the Chashmoinayim, it was also a big Nisayin that with many in Klai Yisrael fell for it. So the Koyach to fight that was the Chochmas Tevesh Bar Peh. That's the Chochmas Tevesh Bar Peh, the Keneged the Chochma Yevonis, right? That's the Chanukah is the Yom Tev of Tevesh Bar Peh. Yechanukah was fighting the Chochmas Yavan, the Talbis Yavan. So this is the Seders. And the Bais Rishon, you had the Yitzvah David Zohar, and connected that you had the Nevuah. Once they were Mevat the Yitzvah David Zohar, they had no choice. So in Mele, they lost the Nevuah also. You can't have it. You can't have the Nevuah unless you have the balance of the Yitzvah David Zohar. Instead, the Nunisayin was the Chochmas Yavan, the philosophy. So connected that, they had the Koyach Gedusha of the Teresh Bel Peh, of the Chochmas Teresh Bel Peh. So from all this we see, I'm saying it's mitzad echad when it says gimel averis chamuris, it means kipshutoi. Don't think it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean the umalvi bnei chaver berabim kiilu shayfich domim. Yeah, sfichus daim was mamish, David Zohar was mamish, the Gilei Rais was mamish kipshutoi. Otherwise, the Gemara couldn't. First of all, it's mefush psukim all over the place. But you see the whole point the Gemara is making here. Lelamedcha sheshkula sinas chinam keneged gimel keneged David Zohar shuchas daim vegilu erais. What's the raya? If the averis chamuris that they were doing these gimel wasn't kipshuto, yeah, they were such tzaddikim. It can't be they did shuchas David Zohar mamish shuchas daim mamish. Obviously, was bedak. It wasn't kipshuto. So what's the raya that sinas chinam is shakul? The Gemara is saying, since you see that Sinas Chinam brought the same results of a Chubin, just like the Gimel of Eis Chamuris, Mikan Raya, that Sinas Chinam is just as bad. What's the Raya? If we're not talking about the real deal, about real Gilui Arayis here, about real Shvichus Deim, real Vedizor, so what's the Raya? Sinas Chinam was shackled to the not Kipshut to Gimel of Eis. What if someone does real Gimel of Eis? So then maybe it's worse than Sinas Chinam. So obviously, you see already Mineu Ben the Sugyo. Yeah, the Gimel Aveis did was Kipshutoi. However, it still says in the same Sugyo that if to all this, they were bigger than the people of Vayisheni, that were Oisik B'Toivo B'Mitzvahs of Gimelus Chasodi. So what's the Pshat? So we see, the Pshat is the whole Mitzvahs changed. The Mitzvahs of Vayishvishin was much greater. And Imelo, their Yitzhar was much more powerful. And they had this. They were living in a different ruchnisdikah mitzias that they had this myridikah ruchnisdikah yitzurah of yitzurah David Zohar that we can't even understand. And mimeila, this is something that if we would be in their matziv, we wouldn't be better. It's not chat that they were worse than us. They did the gimel averus and we're not. Pashit. They had a different kind. They were living in a different kind of ruchnisdikah matziv, and merely their nisyanis were on a higher madrega. And Taka, it's interesting. Even the Gilui Arayis, which already sounds, you know, David Zohar could be ruchnisdikah yitzurava. Okay, it's beyond us, but Gilui Arayis already sounds like a prosti yitzurava, right? So, and what does that have to do with anything? Yeah. So Lemaisa, the Goyen says, another Goyen. Is going. It's brought down in one of the Talmidei Agra, Reb Mendel Shklover. So he says it's very interesting. His mamish he's establishing this as mamish as a yesoid godl. He says that he heard from the Goyen that Kabbalah biyodeinu ish mi pi ish. Mamish is a very strong lashon. It's not a stam of the regular chiddush or saying Kabbalah biyodeinu ish mi pi ish. I think he says ad Moshe Rabbeinu even. That Gilui Arayis is something that goes together with Avodah Zarah, and he brings down that you see it all over the place. If you once you're aware of this concept, you could see it all over the place in Psukim, in Ma'amori Chazal, in Gemaris. You see that the Avodah Zarah was many times accompanied with Gilui Arayis, and what this means is that the Gilui Arayis they were involved in. Was not stam prosta gilui arayis. Someone had a yitzurava and he did a maisa aveira, but it was a ritual gilui arayis. The gilui arayis had to do was part of the ritual of David Zohar. In other words, they were doing the gilui arayis l'shem shamayim, so to speak, l'shem David Zohar. Yeah, it was part of their avaida. It was part of their rituals. So. As the mushul, maybe you just mentioned this. There's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lo yavdi yisrael avi dezava, elo lehatir lo imaf arayis befahesia." Right? So Pashtis, yeah. So Rashi says the attacker. What's the connection? What's the connection? How is avi dezava gonna allow you to do avi dezava befahesia? So Rashi says, partially because once. a person does have a yizava, so he's pyrek oil, so everything is mutter, so he can, so he feels everything's yeah. Hakul mutoloch, there's no, he can't have tainus on him and anything because he's being pyrek oil tayri. He's quite for a kol. He's oiv davi yizava. So even the parhesia sheboy. What's the parhesia? Pshat is he's not embarrassed anymore to do any aveira because he says I don't believe in it. I'm not into your religion anymore. Leave me alone. That's how Rashi's touching it up. But Itaka, I had a machshava al pi this goyin. Maybe we could have a new pshat in this gemara. And also, I'm saying all this in context of our sugit. This, I think, this gives us a new perspective on the sugya. Al pi the goyin doesn't say that, but al pi this goyin's yisoid, that he says the kabbalah biyadeinu ish mi pi ish. So efshir, that's the pshat in the gemara. It's not because once you're doing avidizol, so everything is mutter for you. Feel everything is mutter for you. Don't you perikol? Pshat is because that was part of the seder of avidizol. This was part of the ritual, the gilui arayis. Mimelo, the pshat is like this: azoi, a regular gilui arayis. So a decent person would be embarrassed to if people find out about his gilui arayis. Yeah, Kal V'Chaymer doing it b'fahesya, yeah, a decent person would never do Gilei Arayis b'fahesya, yeah, even if he doesn't mind the Aveva Sheboy, but b'fahesya, he would be embarrassed to do it, right? What was unique about this, the Avodah Zarah, was that since the part of the ritual of the Avodah Zarah was the Gilei Arayis, yeah, there's different descriptions in Psukim and Novi, how there was even special priests for the Gilui Arayis ritual that accompanied Avodah Zarah. There was a whole Seder. So in Melo, yeah, we find by Benoy Smidyan already in Chumash, we find this concept, which also, when you're not aware of this concept, looks like there's no direct connection. Pashut, they were using the Gilui Arayis for getting to them, for convincing them to do Avodah Zarah, right? That's how it sounds like. But when you know this going, so that you understand that there's much more to it. The Gilui Arayis was part of the ritual of the Avodah Zarah. It went together. Meila, after that's the pshat the gemara. Of the soul of the zola, the hatilim arise before the pshat is because once they did the Avodah Zarah, so they had license, so to speak, for doing Gilui Arayis l'shem shamayim, so to speak. It's not stam prosti yitzirah. This is part of the ritual. David is all. It goes to Adarabba. This is a person that is a serious Ovid David is all. You know, it's a big zach. It's a wichnis dik yitzirah on it. And these the serious people were involved in this. Yeah, you see, even Gdoila Chachoim, if they would be there, they would run after it. It was something that obviously had a teichen that was very powerful. And it goes together with Gilui Arayis. That's part of the ritual. So in Meila, not only so first of all, pshat is it gives you you feel that you have a license to do it because it's not plus the Gilui Arayis anymore. It's part of a Seder Avoda of the Avodah Zarah. You're doing it for the religion, yeah. You're not stam plus the Yitzirah, and besides that's the Befahesia Sheboy because it's taka described the way this ritual was done in public. People weren't embarrassed because it wasn't something that people are doing, you know, falling to their prusted desires, a taivis. This was a holy ritual, yeah, so to speak. So this was something that was officially done in public. Befahesio. So after that's the pshat the gemara. Lehatilim arayis befahesio. From now on, you can do gilui arayis befahesio. Adurab in public. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Adurab. It's part of the religion. It's part of the seder avodah of the Avodah Zarah. It's part of the ritual. So I'm saying all these things. When you have this in mind, it pushes the chesed and led gives you a different perspective. Gilui arayis fichuzdam Avodah Zarah. Gilui arayis yesh fichuzdam. Obviously, also. Yeah, I had to do this. So I'm saying this is a different mitzvah that Poshet. We can't connect it because we don't have the realization. We don't the experience. We can't understand it, Poshet. But we have to have in mind. We're talking. It's the Avodah Zarah is kipshutoi. The Gilui Arayis is kipshutoi. It's all kipshutoi, but it was coming from a whole different place. And it was something that was way more powerful than what we could imagine, and these people were on a high madrega. These were great people. They weren't low lifes. But this was something that had to do with a certain powerful spiritual desires that led to all these things eventually. But it's you see, Rav Ben Avot that started David Yizan Kleis. Well, the Gemara says about him that he was. the greatest Talmid Chacham, Kol Chacham Yisrael, the fun of Kisvei Asade. So it's like you're talking about big people, and obviously, yeah, it's the Averis that they did were Shrek Lach, was Averis Chamus Mo. Yeah, it led to the Chubin. It doesn't justify it, but we can't judge them like Menashe Melech is telling Dami Roy, because if we were in their shoes, we wouldn't be better. This was Merid Kitzuhara that we can't understand. It was all part. And just end with this line. At the end of the day, what we see from all this raid, from all this conversation, like the gun is connecting into the Nevuah, and the gun is connecting Gilei Ha'es to Avodah Zarah, the thing is that at the end of the day, yeah, when the Gemara is saying Rishonim Gdolim Me'achronim, right? Their Averis Chamuris eventually were caused by the fact that they were greater. Adurabah, he and Isenis, because they were so great. So their Nisyonis were much greater, which means not only it was stronger Nisyonis, but also their Nisyonis were more, the Yitzhara was more Ruchnis the Yitzhara. Things that we can't even be Masik. The Yitzhara David is, we can't be Masik today, not because we're better than them. It's already, for us, it's Pashat not to do Avodah Zarah, because we're so small. So we can't be Masik, these Ruchnis Dikum Musogim, Yitzhara David is, and all what went along with it. So for us, Gilui Arayis is only the plus tezach, the Gilui Arayis. By them, Gilui Arayis was much more than that. Kal v'chaim ad Avodah Zarah. And obviously also the Shvichus Damim, yeah, could be explained something on that derech. So, Mimeilo, Mitzad Echot, was Kipshutoi, Mitzad Sheini, they were Taka G'doylim, and even greater than us. Even greater than the people of Vayis Sheini, like the Gemara says. Okay. So I hope we did justice to the... Okay. It's better now, Mordechai, it's now.
That's beautiful.
I feel... We have this debt to them. You know, we're talking about their Gimla Ve'ez Chamoy, so you right. See, you have to get it right, yeah, not to walk away in the sugi with the wrong impression. Right. Okay. Where are we? So we're holding Daf Yudum Dalif, right before the widest line. Yeah, the wide lines, where the wide lines start, the first wide line start. V'sham Achimon Sheishai V'Salma Yelidei Ha'anok. Everybody has it?
Yeah.
So the sugi before was talking about the nations that came out of Noyach, Bnei Noyach, Shem Chom V'Yefis. Now, this pasuk has nothing to do with that. This pasuk is a whole different parsha. This is talking about the time of the Meraglim, and it says that in Eretz Yisrael there was giants, and it's listing out their names. Yeah, these were the giants in Hebron. Now. So how does this come in here, this sugya? So Rashi says, Zok to Rashi, Aidi de Dori Shmohoso Nokat Nomi Lehai. Dainu, before the Gemara was dashing the names of the families of Shem Chom V'Yefis. So since we were talking about touching up names in Chumash, so now we're dashing different names, even though there's no connection between the Inyonim, Be'etzim. Zok de Gemara, Tano. So now the Gemara is going to dash in these three names of the giants of the Yelidei Ha'anok in Hebron in the time of the miracle. Tan Achimon Miyumon Shabachim. So Achimon is Loshin Yemin. Miyumon means your right hand, because your right hand is stronger, right? That's the tefillin you put on the Yad Keo, the weaker hand. Yeah, the left hand is the weaker hand. So this, you see, the right hand is not just the hand you used to. It's your stronger hand. So miyuman shabachim basically means that he was the stronger one of them. Yeah, among these giant siblings, he was the stronger one. Like the yad yamin, sheishai, shemesim es haaretz kishchisus. The hainu, he was so giant that when he walked around, so it ruined the land. It pushed it. It was like you had a very heavy thing that is destroying crushing things down. Yeah, crushing things right. down. So here it needs a hesber. Yeah, achimon miyumon. Yeah, you see the word achimon. There's the letters yud mem nun like the yamin, but where is the shchisus and the sheishai? There's no ches. There's no tough. Where do you see it in these words? What's the pshat in this drasha? Here it's not clear. How does it fit into the word the sheishai? So Rashi here has a mahaloch, but maybe we'll mention a different mahaloch in Rashi that Rashi says in Masechta Soita. Masechta Soita is the parallel Gemara, and Rashi there says Shemesim is Oretz Kishchisus. So first of all, he explains the concept Shemekoyim Raglov. Ma'amik ba'aretz me'roiv koivdoi, because he was so heavy, so wherever he stepped, it made a pit in the ground. V'niko shom kegumo keshachas. That's shchisus. Shchisus like it's a shachas, like it's like a gumo, like a pit, like he made a hole in the ground wherever he stepped. Zokt Rashi in Soito v'loshen sheishai loy poirash lanu mai domi l'shchisus. What's the connection between the word sheishai and shchisus? Where do you see it in the word? How is that the taich? Zokt Rashi in Soito, v'nire loshen amudei sheish. Very interesting. Shehen kvedim umekoy ma'amodom nikor. Yeah, there's amudei sheish in Megillas Esther. So amudei sheish is like pillars.
Pillars of marble.
Pillars of marble. So that's very heavy. And when you put them down, stand these pillars, so that taka creates it leaves a roshim in the ground. Yeah, mekoyim ma'amodom nikor. It makes a hole in the ground. So that's a mushal. That's how heavy and big this giant was. That wherever he stepped was like you have a marble pillar there that it mamish made a hole in the ground. So, in other words, Rashi is saying here that Rashi and Soita Betzim, the way Rashi is solving the problem, it's not pshat that the word shchisus you could find it in the sheishai. No, that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is sheishai is loshen amudei sheish. Now, amudei sheish cause shchisus. Amudei sheish cause they make a hole in the ground. So too, sheishai made a hole in the ground. So the connection is not about the lashon. It's not the connection between the words sheisha and shchisus. It's just that sheisha is lashon amudei sheish. Just like amudei sheish makes shchisus make a hole in the ground, so to this person, this giant. That's a Rashi and Soito touches up this gemara. So lefize, it's different than the other names, because you see when the gemara said achimon miyumon shebaachim, so it was about the words. There's a connection between the word achiman and miyumon. Yeah, it's the same. You have the letters there, the shayrish. So too in the next name, the next brother, the Gemara is going to darshan. Also, there's a connection between the words sheishai. According to Rashi and Soita, is different. Sheishai is not about the connection between the words sheishai and shchisus. And actually, also Rashi here, Yon Shom, Rashi here says about it different mahalach. It's also going to come out that it's not about the connection between the words sheishai and shchisus. Vayter talmai. Shemesim is oritz tlomim tlomim. So here again, here there is a connection between the words. Obvious, right? Obvious connection. Yeah. What is tlomim? Zok Rashi. What?
Hills, like piles, hills.
No, it's not piles, not hills. Zok Rashi tlomim kishurei samachreisha. It's the ditches of plowing. Yeah, when you plow, the Meleches Chayvish creates a ditch. Like a channel, like
a furrow,
throughout the field. So that's what's called tlomim in Hebrew, and that's the name Talmai, the Hainu. When he was walking around, it was like plowing the ground. It was creating those ditches. Yeah. Now here in Al Gemara it says Dover Acher. Kilu Gemara is now going to say a different pshat. So the Goyen already says, "Timcha kelu tevis v'chein mechokei Rashi." So it's the Goyen saying it's a Tov Sofer. We're not supposed to be Goyen as Dover Acher here. The reason for that is because we'll be able to understand the reason for it after we'll see the Gemara. Achimon bono anos, sheishai bonai olush, talmai bonai talbush. What is the Gemara saying here? The Gemara is now talking about the cities that they build. Each one of these giants build a city, build a place. And the Gemara is saying the names of the places they build. Now here, obviously, there is no connection, specific connection, between the city or the name of the city that each one of them builds and their own name. That's not what the Gemara is trying to do here. The Gemara is just informing you about the city that each one of them built. So, I think that's the pshat in the Goyin. The Goyin is saying it can't be Goyin is Dova Achir, because Dova Achir means, instead of the first pshat we said, that Talmai is Loshen Tlomim, that is Oisot Ketlomim, instead we're saying now that Talmai Bonu Talbush. Or instead of saying, Talbush and Talmai, Mela, there is maybe some connection in the words, but Achiman Bonu Anos, what's the Shaykhis? There's no shaykhis between the name of the person and the name of the city that he built. So obviously here the Gemara is changing the subject. We're not saying this as an alternative pivush to their names. That we already spoke about. Now we're talking about a new thing. Stam, we're just telling you what's the places that they build, and that's why it's not a dava acher. It's not an alternative mahalach. It's not a iba yisema. It's a different subject. Yilidei ha'anok. Shema'anikim hachama bekoimosom. So this is an interesting drasha. Kipshutoi, Yilidei ha'anok means that they were giants, yeah?
Right. Children of the giants.
The children of the giants. This is, where is this pasuk?
Yeah.
This is Bamidbar Yudgim of Bet. See.
It's Yilidei ha'anok.
Yeah. So you see in the Targum Unkelus, Eifen Art, yeah, just to show us what's the Pashta Pshat, yeah? So Yilidei ha'anok, Zok the Targum Unkelus, what does he say?
B'nei Giboraya.
Yeah, the children of the heroes, of the yeah, so that's the giants. That's how he's touching it up. So obviously what the Gemara is going to say now is Al Derech Drash. What is the Gemara saying? Shema'anikin hachama b'koimosom. What does this mean? Zok Rashi, doime shetzavara inoikev ve'oile b'chaloin harukia. Very interesting. The Hainu, this is the word anok in Lashon HaKodesh is also, exactly, it's also used for a necklace, besides being used for a giant, a gibor, or here. A giant is also used for a necklace around the neck. It's another use of this word. So the Gemara is dashening b'nei anok. Obviously, that's not the pashta pshat, but al derech drash, it means that they were this was something about them that reminded of a necklace. How is that? So Rashi says there's the chaloin in the rukia, right? We learned about the sugis, the way Chazal saw it, that the sun comes into the world through a window. Yeah, at night it goes out that window, and in the morning it comes in the opposite window. That's a chaloini rukia, right? Bekeh chaloini rukia. So they were so giant that it looked like, yeah, for regular people, when you looked up to them, it looked like they were so tall that their head went through the window in the sky. Yeah, kilu today would describe it that their head is already above the clouds. Yeah. So that's the Gemara describing it. Kilu it goes through the nekev. Oh yeah, it like makes a hole in the sky. It goes through the window, and mimelo. So what's shat ma'anikin esachamo? So what does this mean? So what's the shaykes to a necklace? Ma'anikin esachamo. The pshat is once their head is kilu going through the window in the sky. So now the sun is surrounding their neck like a necklace. So ma'anikin esachamo doesn't mean it's not that they are like the necklace. But they're wearing the sun like a necklace. The sun looks like their necklace. Because the sun that comes through that window where their head is sticking out the way it appears, so it looks like they're wearing the sun like a necklace. So I think this is not just... So this is the technical explanation, but I think this with this poetic description, the Gemara also means to make a point here that... It's not just about their height, but it's also about their power. That this is like it's like a myth that you're saying that they were wearing the sun like a necklace. This shows you their greatness. It's not just technically they were so tall that the wind their head was sticking out of the window. The sky in Mimela, technically it looked like the sun is. It's at the end of the day, the picture is here that Kilo, they were so great for them. The sun, they were wearing the sun like a necklace. The sun, which is the greatest bria that we have in Olam Hazeh, yeah. For them, that they were just wearing it as a necklace. That's how great they were. Kilo, they were greater than the sun. Ma'anikin esachama b'koymasom. Yeah, so koymasom means their height. Yeah, because of their height. So that's the way the Gemara is dashing the word Yelidiha, the words Yelidiha Anok. Oma Abishua ben Levi, Oma Rebbe. Nusulia. Asida Roimi Shetipel Biad Poras. Okay, so we know that, this goes back to the Sugi of the Chubanois, Chuban Beis HaMikdash. So the Chuban Beis Rishon was done by who? By Bovel. The Chuban Beis Sheni. Roimi. Now, who built the Beis Sheni? Who built it?
By Sheni?
Yeah.
Paras.
Malchus Paras. That's the Gemara we had before, right? Yaftel Ikim Leyefes. So this is the background of the new sugi here, the new Agadita.
That's how we got to this.
That's how we got to this. Okay. Yeah, we're going back to the Beis Rishon Beis Sheni of the that's the connection. Exactly. That's why I mentioned this. This is the context. Asida Roim Shetipel. You'll see soon how the Gemara is lehed Yestelling Tzu here the Chubonis. Asida Roim Shetipel Biad Povas. The Hainu at the end of days, Malchus Roimi is going to be defeated by the Persians by Malchus Paras. It's interesting, you know. This is Roimi and Paras in the olden days, in the ancient times. So Roimi was the Roman Empire that attacked the destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and Paras was the Persian Empire that built the second Beis HaMikdash, and we were under their authority in the Golus Bavel, Golus Paras Modai. La'asid Lavoi, this is talking La'asid Lavoi. I'm saying already today the Roman Empire doesn't exist anymore, and the Persian Empire doesn't exist either, right? So this is an interesting nevuah, like an interesting prediction, because obviously it will have to make sense somehow that they're going to come back into power, yeah. Even if it might be in a different form. But for this being Miskayim, right? And Lemaisa, you already see today, this is something we could see in front of our eyes. That's something that you no one would ever imagine just 100 years ago. If you would learn, people that learned this Gemara 100 years ago, they also learned this Gemara, right? It sounded to them totally out of like, Raimi Paras, who's Paras? Persian Empire, it's history. How in the future the Malchus Paras is going to be defeated by Malchus Raimi? What's going on? Malchus Raimi is going to be. So Malchus Raimi, we know that the whole Western world is a continuation of the Roman Empire. So that could make sense. That's Malchus Raimi. It's all the Hemshech of Malchus Raimi. We see it. Chazal say that even today we're still in Golus Edom. Golus Edom is Raimi. That's those that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Technically the Roman Empire collapsed. Right, but all the Western world today is really continuation of the culture and of the mindset of Malchus Raimi. So yeah, it's descendants of them, it's a continuation of the culture of them. So that's Malchus Raimi could make sense. But Malchus Paras, what's up with Malchus Paras? Who's 100 years ago in this Gemara, some primitive people that live in Persian, where is it exactly on the map? Even you weren't sure. They're not Negev anymore. It's ancient history. How? And the Gemara is saying here that the Malchus Raimi is going to be defeated by them. It's not only that it's going to exist, the Malchus Paras Lozi Lovai, but they're going to win. They're going to be more powerful than the Malchus Raimi. So if Malchus Raimi is the Western world, yeah, if Malchus Raimi is the advanced countries of today, of the Western world, they're going to be defeated by Malchus Paras, by the Persian Empire. It mamish sounds strange. It made no sense at all if you learned this Gemara 100 years ago, right? And you see, there's a Gemara of Avidizoro, which the Maharsha mentions here. The beginning of Avidizoro, the Gemara Taka says there, Lehedya, yeah, that, yeah, here you're saying, when you're saying, Asida Raim Shetibel Biat Paras, okay, maybe it already happened. When they said it, it was Lashon Asid, but maybe it already happened. But in the Gemara, in beginning of Avidizoro, the Gemara says, Lehedya, these two Malchuyos, Malchus Raimi and Malchus Paras, they are great malchuyos that are going to last till Mashiach comes. And the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a whole back and forth conversation between Melech HaMashiach and these two powers of Malchus Raimi and Malchus Paras. So the Gemara says, Lehedyon Avidizoro, that when we're talking here about the Asid, about the future Asido, we're talking about something that didn't happen yet. We're talking about the time of Mashiach. So there's going to be, so Bishlom Malchus Raimi, fine, we can understand, like we said, Malchus Paras, where's Malchus Paras? By the way, the Maharsha Taka says, okay, the Maharsha is coming to address a detail here, but in general, yeah, you see, when you take into account the Gemara of Avidizoro, it's also the Shez New Line and Avos Sugyo, we're focusing here back and forth between Raimi and Paras, because Raimi and Paras, among the big powers, the big empires that existed over history, that, and were Meshabed Klai Yisrael, right? We had four Goliaths, we had Bavel, we had Yavon, right? They are taka gone for good. The Babylonian Empire and the Greek Empire, they were destroyed forever, and they're going to never come back. They are history. They're ancient history. Among the bigger empires of the past, the only ones that are going to be negeya, that are going to be in existence, are going to be around by the time of Mashiach, is only Malchus Raimi and Malchus Paras. It's Mefushi Gemara in the beginning of Avidezor. So that, first of all, sheds new light, and that's what we're going to learn now. We're focusing dafka on them. Kilo, it's going to be a war between these two Malchuyos, because these are the only Malchuyos that are going to, the big powers of the past, that are going to last to the end of days, right? What's Taka the Pshat with Malchus Paras? I'm saying only today we finally could start understanding what's going on here. Because today we see in front of our eyes, out of nowhere, some primitive country in Persia, which is Iran today, becomes a world power. Today, half of the time, the biggest power of the world, which is the United States of America, is busy with Iran. Some Muslims at the end of the world, some who cares, like that. America is half of the time is busy with Iran. What to do? What is it? They're becoming nuclear. You see, it's mamish. It's mamish. It's what?
It's ironic.
It's this is you see, Poshit, the nevuah of Chazal being skim in front of our eyes, as we're saying. It's not ironic. This is something 100 years ago, if you learn this Gemara, people that learn this Gemara couldn't picture it. What? Malchus Paras. Malchus Paras. It's in the history books, Malchus Paras. Who's Malchus Paras? Malchus Paras to win over the biggest power of Malchus Raim of the Western world. Mamish didn't make sense. Maybe people thought maybe it's not Kipshuto, maybe it's a mushroom. Today we all of a sudden see it's starting to happen. It's starting to make sense. Today to picture a war between Malchus Paras and Malchus Raimi, it's not something that is so beyond. I'm saying, if Malchus Paras is getting nuclear, and you see Malchus Raimi is very worried about it, right? Somehow, yeah, it was just a few days ago, yeah, they're trying to make deals with them, trying to somehow find a solution. This is what's going on today. It's a collision between Malchus Raimi, the Western world, and Malchus Paras. It's already happening. So the Gemara is saying, at the end of days, this is going to be the final war between Malchus Raimi and Malchus Paras, and Malchus Paras is going to win. That's the Gemara saying. You will see soon that there's a machlekes about it. Baruch Hashem, there's another man da'oma. Yeah, But this is what it's about. Yeah, today we see it's reality. It's becoming reality. It's mamish pili ploy. I'm saying we're zoich in our generation to have a new understanding of Gemara. Today the Gemara it becomes materializing. Yeah, it's becoming realistic. I was once speaking with Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, with Hagaon Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, and so I was talking to him about this. I was talking with him about this Gemara. So I told him, yeah, this was when they started this matzah with Iran, between Iran and America, and Europe. Yeah. So I told him, we're mamish seeing this. This is starting to be miskayim. So he was masking, but he just kept telling me he's telling me, what about Russia? Where's Russia in the picture here? So I didn't understand. Like, what is he asking for? What is the Gemara saying Russia? What does the Gemara say Russia here? What does he want from Russia? So, and he kept insisting. So I understood from him that he has a Messiah. That Russia is going to play a big role in the war of the end of days, and that's why he was telling me, like you're saying, okay, there's going to be a war between Iran and America or Europe, the Western world, and one of them is going to win, and this is what our Gemara was talking about. This is the end of days. This is Be'Maisa Mashiach. But where's Russia in the picture? Russia also is supposed to play a big role in this. That's what he was saying. Now, When he was telling this to me, this was after the Cold War with Russia was over. Yeah, Russia wasn't a big player in the international field. So it didn't make sense to me. But okay, in Kabbalah he nekabel. It sounded like he has a messiah about it. Now all of a sudden we see something is going on. The whole war between Russia and Ukraine didn't start then. When I heard this from Reb Shmuel, it didn't start then. Russia was then, like, you know, a country that was struggling after the Cold War to somehow, you know, they hardly made it financially. There weren't any more player. They weren't minyan. They weren't a player on the international field. They weren't. No one was gyrus them. You know, they were another country. You know. All of a sudden, now you're seeing that they start making a difference again. They're becoming already an international concern. There's a very big war in Europe that is going on already for a few years between them and Ukraine, and this is something that is getting all the big powers involved. Yeah, Europe, America. So you see, all of a sudden, Russia is again becoming negeya for the international war. This is something that Shmuel wasn't able to predict then. It didn't even start, but he obviously had a Messiah about it. So I'm saying all these things. You see, the Messiah of Chazal, the Messiah of Chachmei Ador. You see. Eventually, you just have to be patient. And they know what they're talking about. Yeah, even if it doesn't make sense to you now, you see. So you could learn from this to other things. You see in Chazal about the Osid Lavoi, even things that are beyond, that don't make sense. Don't worry, they know what they're talking. You can trust them. The time is going to come. You're going to understand how everything makes sense. It's not. Asida roim yishitipel biyad poras. That's Rebbe's shito. Shenema. He learns it from a pasuk. Lechu shimu atas Hashem asher yoatz al edoim. El edoim. Umachshevoi sov asher choshav el yoishvei teimon. So Yeshvei Taimon doesn't mean the Yemenites. It means the people. Taimon is a word. It's not just the name of a country. It's also a general word for the south side, Doraim. So this is another name for Edom. Edom is in Doraim. So basically, this pasuk is talking about the conspiracy, so to speak, the Atzas Hashem, that the plan that Hashem has for Edom, which is also called Taimon. What's going to happen to them? Im lo yischavum tzeiri hatzoin, im lo yosim aleim noyeh, im lo yosim aleim neveim, im lo yashim aleim neveim. Yashim is loshen shmama, and neveim is loshen nove, like a house. It's going to make their residence a shmama. So what do we see in this pasuk here? Yeah, what is it saying basically? Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's saying that Hashem's plan is that Lo'asid Lavoi Edoim, which is Malchus Raimi, as we know, yeah, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be destroyed, defeated and destroyed by Tzeirei Hatzoin, by someone that's called Tzeirei Hatzoin. Yeah, the young sheep. It doesn't say here a name of a country, it doesn't say a name of a nation, differently than Edoim, but it's Bederach Remez, it's telling us who's going to defeat Edoim and Lo'asid Lavoi. From this, Rebbe learns that it's that Asid the Raim Shetibel Biad Paras. The Hainu Rebbe understands that Tzeirei Hatzoin is referring to Paras. Where does he see that? And where did he see the Paras in the words Tzeirei Hatzoin? Zog the Gemara, Maski Floral Ba'ulo. My Mashma Dai Tzeirei Hatzoin Parasu. What do you mean by this drasha? Dichsiv. Obviously, you're coming from the pasuk. Yeah, which is a pasuk. And Daniel describing the different malchuyos, and it's saying a mashal about each one of the malchuyos of the big malchuyos of the the four malchuyos of the Golis. It's giving a mashal of animals for different malchuyos, and the mashal that it's using for paras is ha'ay la'shevo isa bal hakarnaim who malchi madayu paras. The ha'inu paras is being nimshal there. To a sheep. So Rabbi Ba'ula is an understanding. Yeah, what you Rebbe that are telling us that is dashing from this pasuk that I see the Roim Shetibel Biad Paras. Where are you coming from? Because you understand that Tzeirei Hatzoin is referring to Paras because they are Nimshal Hatzoin. Ayil is a kind of a min of Hatzoin. So that's where you're coming from. So he's saying if that's what you mean. So he's attacking him. Askiflo. So what's the raya? Ve'ema yavon dichsiv ve'atzfir. Yeah, also there in the Hemshich Hapsukim in Daniel, in the next pasuk, it says ve'atzaf yiratzoyer melech yavon. The Hainu, just like paras, malchus paras is nimshal to a tzoyin, also yavon, malchus yavon will also find that the nimshal to a tzoyin. This is a different kind of tzoyin. Yeah, the paras is nimshal le'ayil. And the yavan is nimshal to soyer, which is the a's. Yeah, it's the power is nimshal to a sheep, and the yavan is nimshal to a goat. But it's both sign. So when it says tzeirei hatzoin, it could refer to yavan just as well as to paras. So how do you know it's paras? Maybe the malchus yavan is going to rise back into power. Lo'asid Lavoi, and I see the rhyme. Shetibel biyad yavan. How do you know it's paras? Zog di gimara ki solik rav chaviva bar sumikei. Dehain when Rav Chaviva, usually when the Gemara says kisolik, it means solik means went up. Right. So usually when the Gemara says about a person, someone coming up, it means someone went up to Tisrael. Someone went up from Bavel to Tisrael. So Rebbe, which is the one that said this name, well, Rebbe was in Tisrael, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So when Rav Chaviva Bar Sumike came to Tisrael, Amora kamei de'ahume rabbanan. So it seems like what's going on here. Rabbi Ba'ula was from Bavel. So when the Gemara says Maski Flo Rabbi Ba'ula, it doesn't mean that he had a conversation with Rebbe. Rebbe said this in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ba'ula in Bavel heard about this name of Rebbe and he was attacking it. Yeah, Maski Flo, not Maski Fle. Yeah, Maski Fle. He was arguing with this name of Rebbe. Then when Rav Chaviva came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so he told one of the Talmid Chachamim in Israel, you know, by us in Bavel, the Rabbi Ba'ula, yeah, one of our Chachamim, he attacked this man with Rebbe, and he had a good taina on him. How do you know that Tzeirei Hatzoin is paras? Maybe it's Yavon. So the Talmid, the Israel, the Talmid Chachamim, yeah, defending Rebbe, the God of Israel. So you see, he's responding to him in a very sharp way. Omar Lei, Mandelo Yoda Pirushi Krayi Moisif Tiyuftel Rebbe. Someone that doesn't know how to teach up a pasuk, he's asking kashas on Rebbe. He's making assumptions. He thinks that Rebbe is coming from the pshat in Rebbe's drush is because of the pasuk of Daniel that we find that paras is nimshal to tzayin, and he mainly is asking kashas. He doesn't know how to teach up a pasuk, so he shouldn't ask kashas on Rebbe. It's not his place. Ma'itzi iri atzayin. What did Rebbe really mean? He wasn't coming b'chlal from the pasuk in Daniel when he was teaching out the pasuk of in Yirmiyov to Iriatzoin. He wasn't coming from the mashal of Malchus Paras that is Nimshal Etzoin, because that's not another right, because Yovan was also Nimshal Etzoin. He meant something else. Zutu da'achoyi. So this is another connection to the Gemara before. Yeah, so there's really two connections to this agada to the Gemara we had before. One connection is, as we'll see soon, between it's about the Chuban Bayis Rishon and the Chuban Bayis Sheni. And the Binyan Bayis Sheni, yeah, that Paros was involved and Reyun was involved. This negate to the Gemara before. And it is also now there's another connection, because we saw before the Tani Rav Yosef Tiros Ze Paros that the Gemara is quoting now, the Gemara is before. So this is already a direct connection. But from you were wondering about the context of the Gemara. So this is already another connection. Yeah, we were talking before about the Pasuk of Bnei Yefis, right? Bnei Yefis, the Gemara brought down the Pasuk later in the beginning of the Amud. That is Goymer Umagoy Gumaga Umadai Vyovan Vesuval Umeshek Vitiwas. So the Gemara is learning that they are listed out in order of age. So Tiros, that is mentioned less in the Pasuk, so he's the youngest. And about Tiros, we had the sugi before, Tani Rav Yosef, Tiros who Paras. So Imela Kumtois, that Paras is the youngest brother of Bnei Ephes. That's the Pshat in Rebbe. You misunderstood him. Rebbe meant something else. When he was saying Tse'ir, Atzon means Paras. He said he meant because the word Tse'irim. Tse'ire means the youngest. Tsayir. We have a Rav Yavid Tsayir, like it says in Chumash about Ezim Yankim. So he's saying Tse'ir, Atzon is referring to Paras because they are the youngest among all the brothers of Bnei Ephes. That's the Pshat. Could be, it still has to do also with the pasuk in Daniel, because one could ask, okay, Tzeiri Atzoyin means the youngest brother. But how do you know it's the youngest brother of Yefes? Maybe it's the youngest brother of Cham. Maybe it's the youngest brother of Shem. How do you know it's Paras? It's the we're assuming that we know that it's the youngest brother. And we could assume that in Mistama, that also we could add, if you're saying the youngest brother, we're assuming that we're not referring to a youngest brother of some random family, because then how are we supposed to figure it out? Yeah, if the pasuk is just saying the youngest brother, Tziri Atzayim, which means the youngest brother, so obviously we're talking about one of the founding fathers' families that established the nations, right? And among them, the youngest of them, right? Maybe it could be Bnei Cham. Bnei Cham also, the youngest of them. He also could be considered Tzeiri Atzayin. So maybe it's him.
But Yefes, when we said that, Yaftalikim LeYefes.
Who's talking about Yaftalikim LeYefes?
The Pasuk, that's how we know that.
What's the connection to Rebbe's name? To Hasidu Roim Shetibol Biyad Pavas. What's the Shaykhis to Yaftalikim LeYefes?
Yaftalikim LeYefes, we know that Yefes is the one that's gonna the Binyan Bayis Sheni.
So far, we didn't talk a word about Binyan Bayis Sheni here.
We did before. That was
no, but Rebbe wasn't talking about it. When Rebbe was saying, "I see the Roimi Shtibul Biad Paras," what was his mekayim for that? From the pasuk of Tzeiri Atzayin, that it says that Roimi Edom, which is Roimi, is going to be defeated by Tzeiri Atzayin. Yeah, that's the only mekayim that he bought. That's the only mekayim that he bought. That's Rebbe's mekayim. What do you see in that pasuk? You see that it's the youngest brother. Yeah, in other words, the youngest brother among the nations is going to defeat Roimi. So Vayis thinks it's Paras, because Paras is the youngest brother of Yefes. But who told you it's Yefes? Maybe it's Cham, maybe it's Shem.
Maybe because the youngest of the youngest. Because Yefes is the youngest.
Oh, so one Mahalach could be, because among Shem, Cham, and Yefes, so Yefes is the youngest brother, and this is Takanatsu Pashat. I think there's a Nidin in the Rishonim, in Chumash, in Pashas Neir, there. Who's the youngest? It's not so. If I remember correctly, it's not. Not everyone agrees that Yefes is the youngest. Could be the order that it's usually being mentioned as Shem Cham Yefes is the order of something else. Maybe of Chashivas. Maybe something else. So that's that needs. Yeah, I'll check it. But I think if I remember correctly, it's not. It's not. It's not. So, but according if you say that if it's if Taka's order of age Shem Cham Yefes, so that could be a good pshat. Yefes is the youngest in the previous generation of Bnei Noach. And then, among the Bnei Yefes, the youngest is Paras. Yeah? But if we say Yefes is not the youngest, so what's the Pshat in the Rebbe? So Efshi could say that Rebbe is still using also the Pasuk in the Neil, because it says Tse'ire Yatzoin. So we are talking about the Tzoin, The Hainu Malchus that is Nimshal Etzayin. Now, among the Malchus that are Nimshal Etzayin, we find two. Like Rabbi Ba'ulu was tying this Paras and Yavon in Daniel, right? Both of them are Nimshal Tzoyin. Keves, Eis, right? Mm-hmm. Now Yavon, if you think about it, it's very interesting. Yavon is also among the Bnei Yefes that are mentioned in the same pasuk that we had in the beginning of the Amud, right? Bnei Yefes, Goyme Umogel Gumodai V'Yavon. So Yavon is also among Bnei Yefes. So Efshar the Pshat is like this. It's true that Rabbi also took into consideration the pasuk in Daniel. Rabbi Ba'ula wasn't totally off. Just Rabbi Ba'ula thought that's his only mekayer. So if that's his only mekayer, so he's asking. So my chazi. So how do you know that it's paras? Maybe it's yavon. Zokta umer rabbanan. No, you don't chab. He was beikah coming from the meaning of the word seiri achzayin means the youngest. Now it's the youngest of what? The youngest of the tzayin. Who's the tzayin? The tzayin is Paras and Yavon, like it says in Daniel, which are both children of Yefes, Yavon and Tiras, which is Paras. Now, among them, who's the tzayir of them? Who's the youngest of them? Paras, because you see in the pasuk, Yavon is mentioned earlier. Yavon v'tuvel u'meshach v'tiras. So Yavon is older than Tiras, which is Paras, among the Bnei Yefes. So he made it between these two options. Inachinami, that's the only two candidates which fit into the word sign is Yavon, either Yavon or Paras. And then comes the word Seire and tells you the younger of them. So when the Gemara says, according to this, when the Gemara says Zutra de Achoihi, yeah, the smaller brother, it doesn't stop mean in general the Bnei Ephes. It means between these two specific brothers. Because Yavon and Paras are Taka brothers, they're Achim, they're both Bnei Ephes. So among these two brothers, you're asking me, how do I know that it's this one and not the other? Because it says Tzeiri Atzayin, so it's the younger one of them, which is Paras. So actually, that's goof. That's Taka the Pshat in Rabbi's drasha. Omer Rabbi Barbachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. Asido roi mi shetipol biyad Paras. So he's saying the same thing like Rabbi, just he's coming from a different mekoyer. Rabbi was coming from a pasuk. He's coming from a kal v'chomer. To Santa Kalvachimer. And this is already connecting the Agada to the sugi before about the Binyan HaMikdash and the Chubin HaMikdash of Rishon V'Sheni. Like Rishon V'Sheni. Uma HaMikdash Rishon Shebna'u B'nei Shem V'echrivu Hu Kasdim. You see, so there's two connections to our Agada to the previous sugis. Yeah, Mikdash Rishon was built by who? Was built by Shloimeh HaMelech, B'nei Shem. Ve'echrivu Kasdim, yeah, the Bavil, Kasdim is the Bavil. And what happened in the end? Naflu Kasdim biyad Pasim. Yeah, what happened was, the Chuban Bais Rishon was done by Malchus Bavil, and then we went to Golus Bavil, and then all of a sudden we found ourselves in Golus Paras Umadai, right? Shushan Abira, Hashveiro, Shomon, they were not Babylonians, they were Persians. How did that happen all of a sudden? Yeah, we started off in Golus Bavel, all of a sudden we found ourselves in Golus Paras. What happened? Because Paras took over Bavel. Yeah, there was a war between Malchus Bavel and Malchus Paras, and the Persian Empire won over the Babylonian Empire. And the way it's described in the Gemara here, it's coming from Psukim, this was not a coincidence, but the pshat is this was Be'etzim O'Einish for Malchus Bavel for doing the Churban Bayis Rishon. Yeah, a short time after they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so they were defeated by Malchus Paras, defeated for good, forever. They never came back. Yeah, Paras stayed, but or came back. But they were destroyed forever. So the Gemara says like this: by Mikdash Rishon, the Parsim, the Malchus Paras, they didn't have any special schus in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have any credit in it. It was built by the Yidden. It was built by the Bnei Shem, by Shloimeh HaMelech. And still, you see, the Parsim were able to win over the Bavlim. Just because the Bavlim deserved the Einish, yeah, of being defeated, so came the Parsim and were able to win them over. Even though the Parsim personally didn't have any schus here. It's just because the Kasdim had the Chayv, right? You have what I'm saying? When the Persian Empire won over the Babylonian Empire, right. The Babylonian Empire deserved it, yeah?
Right.
Because they were Machiv Beis HaMikdash, right. So they deserved to be defeated, but Malchus Paras didn't have any special schus about the Beis HaMikdash to have the Koyach to win over the Dafka, they should win over Bavel. Yeah, they were random people. The Malchus Paras, they were coming out of nowhere. They right. didn't have any credit to be some. Usually, they didn't have any schus in Shemayim that gave them the that made them entitled of winning over Bavel just because Bavel had the chayiv. Yeah, Bavel deserved the einish of being defeated. So came Malchus Paras and won them over, even though Malchus Paras didn't have any schus here, right? So kal v'choymer, yeah, mikdasheni. Shibnu Pasim and Bai Shane, the Pasim had a schus in the Etzem Binyan. They were the ones that built it. Koivish gave them. Vechrivu Raimim, Ein Aydin Sheyiplu Raimim, Biat Pasim. The Hainu, just like the Malchus Bavel that destroyed by its region deserves to be destroyed, so too the Malchus Raimi that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Bai Shane. Now, who won over the Malchus Bavel that destroyed the Beis Rishon? The Pasim. And then, they did it even though they had no schus in the Beis HaMikdash, just because the Malchus Bavel deserved it. So, Kal V'Choyim of Abayis Shaini, that here the Pasim even have a schus in the Beis HaMikdash, because they built it, Kal V'Choyim, they should have the schus, they should have the koyach, to win over those that destroyed the Beis Shaini, which is the Raimim. And since this didn't happen yet, Malchus Poras destroying Malchus Bavel happened right away after the Chuban Beis Rishon. But Malchus Raimi was not defeated by Malchus Paras yet. It didn't happen yet. So obviously it's going to happen. From this Kal V'Chaymer, we could conclude that it's going to happen. Just like the Malchus Paras win over Malchus Bavel, they're also going to win over Malchus Raimi. One day it's going to come. Yeah, Lasid Lava, that's going to happen. That's the Kal V'Chaymer here. It's not interesting. I think there's another Nekuda we could see here. Benegia, our conversation before in the Sugi of the Tesson Beis. It's interesting, you see, Lemaiso, the Malchus that destroyed the Bais Rishon was right away defeated, yeah, and destroyed as an einish for the Chubin, right? Masha'eng, it happened in less than 7 years. Yeah, the Golas was 7 years only. but the einish of Malchus Bavel happened even in a shorter time, because a big part of the Golas of the Shivim Shon of Golas Bavel was already Malchus Paras was in charge, was already Golas Paras Umaday, right? So within a few years, Malchus Bavel was already punished for the Chuban Bais Rishon. Mashenkin Chuban Bais Sheni, which the Gemara is saying here, Malchus Raimi is also supposed to be punished and also be defeated by Malchus Paras as a Kal V'Chaymer. That already for thousands of years it didn't happen yet. So the Gemara is saying, don't worry, eventually they're going to get what they deserve, but it didn't happen yet. So I'm saying, Haloi Davahu, Vas Epis. At Chuban Bais Rishon, those that did it, right away within a few years, they were wiped off the map. Masha'en Kain, the Chuban Bais Sheni, even though technically the Roman Empire, the way it was, it doesn't exist anymore. But first of all, it took a long time after the Chuban, even the Roman Empire lasted for a long time. And besides, even today, as we're saying, the Western world is really a continuation of the Malchus Raimi. Malchus Bavel, nothing was left from it. What do you have? There's nothing left. Malchus Raimi, the powers of the world today are still a continuation of Malchus Raimi. Yeah, both the Russia is also Hemshir Malchus Raimi, America, Europe, it's all. So they were never defeated. They were never defeated. They changed forms instead of being the way they were, or an empire today is a different form. But they're still in power for thousands of years. And the Gemara is saying, they're not off the hook, they still deserve the Einish for the Chubin. How come this is taking so much longer than the Bais Rishon? This needs a Hezbollah, Loi Dovel. Stuck into the sand. So I think here, Nachamal, we see this. This is another Raya for what the Gemara was saying in Daf Tesson with Beis, that Rishonim G'doylim Me'achroinim. The people of Bais Rishon were much better than the people of Bais Sheni, which is us. Yeah, the people of Golos of Chubin Bais Sheni. And therefore the Gemara said their chubin was less the etz and chubin of the binyan like we brought down from the achrayim was not so bad like the chubin by sheni, and the golas was much shorter and they had an end date already in advance. Now we see nachazach the goyim that destroyed the Bais Rishon right away got punished in such a way the mamish wiped off the map. And the going to destroy the Bais Sheni for thousands of years, they're still around. Eventually, they're going to get what they deserve. They're going to get the punishment, but it's taking a very long time. So this is, I think, this is Nocharaya, the Taka, even though they deserve Einish for it also, but it's the Chuban Bais Sheni, this is Be'etzim part of what shows you that the Chuban Bais Sheni, Be'etzim, Kilo, we had it coming much more, the Chuban Bais Sheni, yeah, we were less, so we're much less entitled of having the nekama, the goyim, yeah, of getting the revenge, of getting back, getting the payback for what they did to us. Yeah, eventually we're going to get it, but it's taking much longer. That's all part of that, part of this concept. Omarav. Asida Pavas, yes, I know. Now, by the way, this sheds new light on what we were talking about before. Yeah, we're starting to see today. Yeah, where's the Persian Empire that's going to win over the Roman Empire? So you're saying, yeah, today we're starting to see how it's becoming realistic. Yeah, Iran is Persia. That's mamish becoming a world power. It's becoming an empire. Right. Yeah, they're going nuclear and they're becoming an empire and the mamish being a threat to the world. So I'm saying now, in the light of our sugya. Yeah, now when you're looking at what's going on around you in the world, it gives you a new perspective on the current events. Yeah, you're seeing now a collision between Iran and the Western world. What's going on here? Iran is the hemshich of the malchus that built the Bayis Sheni. The Western world is the hemshich of the malchus that destroyed the Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara is saying eventually Malchus Raimi is going to be defeated by Malchus Paras. Why is that? Because they have a Kal V'chomer. They have the schus. They build the Malchus Paras. They have the schus. They build the Bayis Sheni. Yeah? Today they're the enemies of the enemies of Klai Yisrael. They're the worst enemies today, Iran, the Paras. But Lamaisa, they have the schus. They're carrying the credit of building the Bayis Sheni. Mashenkin Malchus Raimi, which maybe today is better to the Jews, but they're carrying historically this big debt that they destroyed the Bayis Sheni. We're in Golis for all these years, and all the blood that was spilled is because of them.
Maybe they're keeping
on. And Mimelo Zakti Gimava, that's why Malchus Raimi is going to be ended up being defeated by Malchus Paras. I'm not saying any of my own. I'm just saying you start to this Gimel to the Metzis. You see, this is what's going on. Chesnu Light. Yeah, they ran America. It's something about the news.
Okay,
yeah. It's not. I'm saying when you look at the current events and the eyes of Torah, it pushes the sheds new light in the Metzias. You have what's going on here. It's not the Iran and some this and they're with Israel. This is Malchus Paras, the Bainei Bayis Sheni, fighting against Malchus Raimi, the Machrive Bayis Sheni, and they have a good time. They have the staka. It's not so pushes. This is the Yavak Al V'Chomer. What are you saying, Bavon?
No, I was just wondering if Taka America. The culture of America is keeping us in Golos also because we're being nimshach.
Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad esof. There's Esav, is Edom. That's right. Yeah. So sometimes it's ochi, and sometimes it's right. sometimes it's in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. Yeah. Okay. Omarav asido povas shetipel biyad roimi. Twist in the story. So Baruch Hashem for this. There's another man, the Omar. Rav is Cholik on Rebbe. Rebbe said that in the end, Raimi is going to defeat Paras. Paras is going to defeat Raimi. Rav says, Faket. You're mixing up two different countries.
Saddam Hussein. Iraq is not.
No.
Uh-huh.
That's Bavel.
I know, but
Bubbles
doesn't exist anymore.
Right. We're not also there, but that's not the country we're talking about. We're talking about Iran. Iran is porous.
Right, I know.
Not Iraq. Asido porous shetipel biyad roimi. So he taki holds that fakert, that the roimi is going to win over porous lasid lovay. Machlekes we have here. Omar li rav kahana viravasi li rav benuye biyad sesure. How does that make sense? Are you telling us that the people that build the Bayis Sheni are going to be defeated by the people that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni? How does that? How is that justice? How does that make sense? I think also something we have to realize here. We're not just talking about history. We're talking about something happened 2,000 years. The Churban Bayis Shvi'ah, Churban Bayis Sheni. We're still living under the influence of Churban Bayis Shvi'ah. We're still living in this galus of Raimi, of Edom, right? So. We owe Hakoras Atoiv to Paras because they built the Beis HaMikdash that we had, the last Beis HaMikdash that we had. In other words, if it would be up to them, Ke'ilu, we would still have a Beis HaMikdash. They gave it to us, they built it to us. Mashenk and the Malchus Raimi, because of them, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today. Because of them, we are in Golis. Yeah. B'derech HaTeva. Yeah. So he's saying, so how does that make sense? How does that justice? The people that build the Bayis Sheni are gonna be defeated by the people that destroy the Bayis Sheni. How could that be? Omar lehu in gezeiras melechi. It's a gezeiras melech. Gzeira hi milfonai. Etaka doesn't make sense. We don't understand it, but that's the way it is. There's a gzeira mishamayim that that's what's gonna happen. Iko de amri. Omar lehu in hunami okosasvi beknishto. Inachinami. Yeah. The Malchus Paras has the credit, has the schus. They build the Bayis Sheni. Mashen ke the Malchus Roim, they destroy the Bayis Sheni. But don't make them into such tzaddikim. The Malchus Paras, they didn't destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Otherwise, they build it. But when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, they destroy shuls. Yeah, this is in the time the of Chazal, when the Persian Empire was in power. So they had this thing of destroying shuls, destroying Beis HaKnesses, destroying Beis Hamikdash. And Mimelo, yeah, obviously the Pshat Gemara is, since the Gemara says in Megillah that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Me'at, yeah, the Gemara is dashing from a Pasuk. So basically what the Gemara is saying here, you know, Malchus Paras, with all due respect, they build the Beis HaMikdash, but they also destroy the Mikdash Me'at, you know, the Beis HaMikdash of the Beis HaKnesses, that they do destroy. So it's not exactly Binuye Biyatzis Surei. They both destroyers of a Beis HaMikdash. The Malchus Reim destroyed the big Beis HaMikdash, and the Malchus Paras are destroying the Mikdash Me'at. So they're not so different than each other. So it's not so injustice, this Gzeiras Melech. Tanya nami hochi, asido para shetibol biyad roimi. So this is, now we have a braisa. Yeah, we had a machloikis here between Rebbe and Rav. Now we have a braisa that is supporting Rav. I mean, Rebbe himself is a Tano, so... And now the Gemara is touching up the Gzeiras Melech. Gzeiras Melech hu sheyiplu baimim biyatzo yisrim. Adrabo. Taka, the baimim Beis HaMikdash are going to be defeated by the destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gzeiras Melech. That's the Gzeiras Melech. You don't understand it? That's the Gzeiras Melech. The Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav. Yeah, maybe I just mentioned the Abarbanel says, I saw the Abarbanel in Yirmiyo, in that pasuk that Gemara was dashing before. See, we had sign. The Abarbanel was bothered. Pashas Milun the Sugya, it seems like there's a machlekes here. Yeah, who's going to win and who's going to lose, right? The final war between Raimi and Paras. Yeah, so if you want to know who's going to win eventually, Iran or America, or Iran or Europe, machlekes, there it is, machlekes in Gemara Yuma, Daf Yud. Who's going to win, right? That's who the pashas of the sugya, right? But I saw that Barbanel in the pasuk says, in this pasuk of Tzivat Zion, he says, he's bringing down our Gemara, and he's saying, what's going on here? Lamaisi, each one of them has his, yeah, he's saying it's Gzeiras Melech. Sounds like, yeah, he's not saying that, but Gzeiras Melech. Obviously, there's a very shtaki mesayva for coming up with such a statement. He's saying it doesn't make sense, but it's Gzeiras Melech. Saying, so the Gemara is not going to bring also a drasha from a pasuk about it before soon. But when you're saying Gzeiras Melech, it sounds like this is a fact. Yeah, this is a Messiah, this is a Kabbalah. On the other hand, we have the drashas of Rebbe, and there's a Kal V'chaymer. So what's going on here? It's Pashat, it's a machlekes, everyone has his own cheshbonis. How does it shtim? So the Abarbanel seems to learn that it's not really a machlekes. At the end of the day, I'm saying, in a way, it is a machlekes. Yeah, you have to know what exactly is the machlaik is, but Kopanin is saying, the end of the day, Shneim Emes. At the end of the day, he says, they both are going to destroy each other. Eilu ve'elu divi leikim chaim. Eilu ve'elu are going to be destroyed. Tzai Malchus Raimi, Tzai Malchus Edom. Pashut, they're going to fight each other, and eventually they're going to destroy each other. Which makes a lot of sense, again, in today's world, when you're talking about a nuclear war, so eventually both parties could get destroyed in the same war. Yeah, there's no winner. When it comes to nuclear war, right? But I'm saying, so the Barbanel, Mamish, he's saying that's the pshat. It's not really a machlekes. You have a Gzeiras Melech on the one hand, you have a Drasha and a Kal V'chaim on the other hand. So what's the Taka in a Chinami? Both are going to happen. They're going to fight each other and destroy each other. Lemaise, you see in the Gemara here, Lichur, there's an argument. So Efshur, so I'm not sure he says that, but Efshur, the pshat is, who's gonna win first? Maybe it's, yeah, the shot is who's gonna win first. But eventually, they're both are gonna be defeated. They're both are gonna be destroyed forever because, as a result of this war. Zei zok da balbanel. Zok di gimod, omar rav Yehuda omar rav. So this is, so we have to notice, to pay attention to the names here. Yeah, this is Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav. So this is Rav l'shitoso. Rav is the one, yeah, that's the, he's the man da omar tzera, see the pava shetipel biyad roimi, right? Omar rav, see the pava shetipel biyad roimi. So the Gemara is now saying the Omar of Yehuda Rav, Rav Lishitosoi, that had Taka Makar from a pasuk for it, from a pasuk. So he wasn't just a stam saying Zeras Melech, just as a Messiah, but he was coming also from a Drasha. Ein ben David bo atchitif shoit malchus roim yovesha bechol ha'olam kuloi tisha chadashim. Moshiach won't come till the evil malchus roim, the evil kingdom of Rome, is gonna spread out in the whole world for 9 months. For full 9 months, they're going to have power over the whole world, which the Ababanel explains that what does this mean? Yeah, if we're talking about the Western culture, so already today, l'chura they're nispashet b'chol ha'olam. It's only for 9 months. For hundreds of years, the Western culture is ruling the world. What's the 9 months? And it's only right before Mashiach comes. So Ababanel is saying, you have. Today the world is split. Yeah, he's talking for 500 years ago, but it's still this way today. The world is split mainly between the Noitzrim and the Ishmaelim. Yeah, the Noitzrim and the Christians and the Muslims. That's the main split in the world. As Isaac the Babanel, you know, you have to realize that Babanel is the one that was expelled from Christian Spain. Yeah, and he went to the Muslim world. Yeah, so that's the context. You know, it's the war between the. So he's saying, so the world is split between these two religions, the Noitzrim and the Ishmaelim. The Noitzrim are representing Malchus Roimi. They're the Hemshech. That's the Western world, the Christian world. That's the Hemshech of Malchus Roimi. Zokta Babanel, what the Gemara here is talking about, his mom is referring specifically to our Gemara in Yuma. Ein bein David bad shetifshet malchus roim yirusha b'chol ha'olam kuloi tisha chodashim means Zokta Babanel that the Western, the Christian world is going to take over also the Muslim world for 9 months. They're going to rule over the chol ha'olam kuloi, which means including also the Ishmaelim. Yeah, the Arab countries, the Muslim countries are going to be occupied and taken over by the Western world, the Christian world countries for 9 months. That's what the Gemara here is talking about. So this didn't happen yet. This didn't happen yet. Today you still have this split. You have those countries that are part of the Muslim world, right? Eventually, before Mashiach won't come, the Gemara says, before the Western world, the Christian world is going to take over the Muslim world for 9 months. Where do we see that? One second. Shenema. Lachin yitneim ad eis yoyleido yolodo v'yeser echov yeshuvin al bnei Yisrael. So lachin yitneim at the AC led the Yolado. So this is talking there, the context of the Pesukim, it's talking about Mashiach ben David, you read the Pesukim before. So it's saying, it's going to happen, this, Hashem is going to give this, Geulah, yeah, right after, it won't happen until AC led the Yolado. Yeah, so Lachim Yitneim, it's talking about Malchus Raimi also there, as mentioned before. So Malchus, so Lachim Yitneim could mean that Malchus Hashem is going to give them the power of the Malchus Raimi. Ad Eis Yoled Yolod. That's according to this drasha. Lachim Yitneim is going to Malchus Raimi. So they're going to be nispashed b'chol ha'olam kulei ad Eis Yoled Yolod. So where do we see here the Tisha Chodashim? What do you see that is going to last 9 months? Exactly. So Eis Yoled Yolod means Tisha Yachi Leda. That's how Rav is teaching, he's dashing from this pasuk that it's going to last for 9 months, their power. That's the context of the pasuk. There is giving the power to Edom, to Raimi, so it's going to last for 9 months. And then it says, the Hemshech HaPasuk is, V'yeser Echav Yeshuvin al Bnei Yisrael, which the Rashi, the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Radak, they were teaching it up, yeah. About reuniting of the two parts of Klai Yisrael. Yeser Echav is referring to the Melech HaMashiach, which is Malchus Biz David, Shevet Yehuda. So that's so Yeser Echav is Shevet Yehuda, his people, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin. Yeshuvun al Bnei Yisrael means they're gonna come back to Yisrael and unite with Bnei Yisrael, which is Aseres HaShvatim, the rest of Klai Yisrael. So basically, so the seif of this pasuk is referring to the geula, to the kibbutz Golias and the reuniting of Malchus Yehuda with Malchus Yisrael, which is under the Melech HaMashiach of Malchus Biz David. So this is mamish the geula of Mashiach. And when is this going to happen? Only after the Asiya Leida Yolada, after the 9 Tishiyar Chileida of Malchus Raima taking over the world. So this is the two stages here in the pasuk.
Who's today? Is there someone that we can relate to as Malchus Raima? America is the Christian. Like the Neitzim. Who's the Neitzim?
We spoke about it by Ariches, no? The Western world today is that's the Christian countries, the countries that's their religion, the Christian religion, that's their culture, the Western culture. Western culture. America, Europe, Russia, right? So, all these countries. Oh, so we just didn't explain. So how is this a raya for Rav? Ein bin David bar shetiv shet malchus raima v'shav b'chol olam kulay. What does the Gemara mean by that? Yeah, this is Rav Lishitas. He bring a raya from this pasuk. Rav is the one that said, "Asida pava shetipol biyad roimi." Where do you see that? Because you see that before Mashiach comes, roimi is going to be nispashet b'chol olam kulay, including obviously malchus paras. So you see that malchus roimi is going to win over malchus paras. Because otherwise, you won't have Malchus Roim being nispashed b'chol olam kulay. The only way for Malchus Roim being nispashed b'chol olam kulay tisha chodashim is only if Malchus Roim is going to win over Malchus Paras. Because otherwise, it's not kol olam kulay, right? And this taka stims very well with Ababanel, Mamash Ababanel, with his Ruach HaKodesh, the way he predicted it, that the pshat is, he's saying it's the Christian world ruling over the Muslim world before Mashiach comes for 9 months. As we know today, it didn't used to be this way, but today the mitzvah is that Malchus Paras is taka the Muslim world, and it's even maybe the biggest representative of the Muslim world. Yeah, this is the most extreme Muslim ideology today is Malchus Paras. So it's very geshmah. Mamish, do you see Mamish the Babanel? Mamish Ruach HaKodesh of the Babanel. The Babanel is saying that this Gemara is referring to the Christian world ruling over the Muslim world. And the Gemara is saying this in the context of Malchus Raimi winning over Malchus Paras. We know that this is Taka the Metzis. Today Malchus Paras is the big extreme representative of the Muslim religion. Malchus Raimi is the Christians. They're going to win them over. That's the Christians winning over the Muslims. And this is Taka, the war of the time. You see today, this also sheds new light on the current events. Besides what we spoke about, Iran coming back to power and becoming a world power, and that is a threat to the other empires, etc., and is having Taka collision with the Western world. Besides that, we see today, and this is also a new mitzvah that no one predicted 100 years ago, the big war of the time, the big world war, Cold World War, whatever that we're living in today, is between the Western world and the Muslim world. That's what's going on today. Not only about Iran. All the other things. Yeah, terror, Al-Qaeda, all kinds of things that was going. Yeah, ISIS, all these things. Is Mamish a war that is going on for years now, a world war between the Christians and the Muslims. This is Mamish what's going on today. And this is also something that was unpredictable just 100 years ago. If you would tell someone, you know, you learn this Gemara and you see the Ababanel, it's Mamish Apella. What is this Negeah, war between the Christian world and the Muslim world? The Muslims were stamped some primitive Arabs in the desert. The whole thing didn't make sense. And all of a sudden today, we see it's happening in front of our eyes. Not just Iran and America, but in general, the war between, the collision between the Muslim world and the Christian world. This is Mamish what's going on today. And this is what the Gemara is talking about here. This is Mamish HaHachana from Mashiach. This is the way that Babanel says Malchus Raimi Shispashet Chol Olam Kulay means the Christians are going to win over the Muslims. This is Mamish. This is Pashat Demetzius today. This is the reality. Yeah, the Gemara is Mamish. Mamish becoming reality. Okay, so the Gemara is now going back to the Lishkas Pahedrin. We saw in the Mishnah the Kohen Gadol. It's an easy Gemara. Just see the Kohen Gadol was Pirei Shiva Siyayim before Yom Kippur to Lishkas Pahedrin. Yeah, Mordechai, we had the Hakdam before the shir that you asked for, so that was, they had the Hakdam. So I'm just saying, so that's also took time. Anyway, so the Kohen Gadol Shiva Siyayim was Pirei before Yom Kippur, the Lishkas Pahedrin, right? Lishkas Pahedrin. So the Gemara is now going to talk about the status of Lishkas Pahedrin in Hilchos Mezuzah. Tanu Rabbana, Kol HaLishochi Shoyu BaMikdash Lo Yhayu Lohem Mezuzah. All the rooms they had there didn't have a mezuzah. Chutz Milishkas Pahedrin Shoyu BaBeis Dira LeKohen Gadol. Dehainu, all the other Lishochis they had in the Beis HaMikdash were not meant for residence. There wasn't a Beis Dira. No one was living there. They had different purposes. And in Hilchos Mezuzah, there's a din, there's a tnai for bais to be chayv in Mezuzah. It has to be a bais dira. It has to be, one of the conditions is that it has to be a place of residence. The only lishkan, the bais hamikdash, that had a bais dira was the lishkas paradvin, because the Kohen Gadol used to live there 1 week a year, that's all. 1 week before Yom Kippur, but that already gave it a shame, bais dira, and that's why it was taka chayv be mezuzah. Then, and mele, this is the only lishka that had a mezuzah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi kama lishachos hayu b'mikdash, hayu olim bais dira, v'loi hayu olim mezuzah. It's not true, Rabbi Yehuda claims. This wasn't the only lishka in the bais mikdash that had a bais dira. There was also other lishachos that had a bais dira. What was the purpose of the other lishachos that had a bais dira? Zokt Rashi, l'shoimrei habais. Yeah, there's a mitzvah, the rice of Shmiras HaMikdosh. And the Shoyimim take shifts, the guards. Yeah, like you have a palace that has guards. Yeah, the Ram says that's part of the Kovid HaMikdosh, that you have like a royal guard. And they take shifts. Yes, yeah, so there's a description in Mishnayis, and Mishnayis Midis, Mishnayis Tamid, about the shift you used to take. And you have the Isha Abayis, waking up the person that is sleeping, right? So when they were taking shifts and some of them were resting while the other ones were guarding. So where were they sleeping? Obviously they were sleeping in some rooms. They weren't sleeping under the sky. So they were sleeping in Lashachis. So in those Lashachis there was a bais dira for the Shomrim, and they still didn't have a mezuzah. So vaistois, this is not enough for having a chiyuv mezuzah. A lishkan the bais hamikdash doesn't need a mezuzah, even if it has a bais dira. Yeah, we'll see soon why. So in Meila, just like they didn't have a mezuzah, why would the lishkas pahedin be different? Lishkas pahedin lichura is worse, because lishkas pahedin was serving as a bais dira only 1 week a year for the Kohen Gadol. The other lishachis, where the shayrim was more often, was more frequently used as a bais dira, and still they didn't have a mezuzah. Ela zok rab Yehuda lishkas pahedin gzeiro hoiso. The reason why the Lishkas Pahedrin had a mezuzah was not Mi'ikar Adin, Midoi Raisa, it was Taka Potter for mezuzah, as we'll see soon why, even though it had this base dira of 1 week. However, the reason why it had a mezuzah there, we see there's a mezuzah, there was a mezuzah there, yeah, there's no argument about it. That's a fact, that's the only Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash that had a mezuzah. The Shaila is why. Chachayim is saying, Yetanakam is saying, because that's the only one that had a bais dira. It's not true, the other ones also had, some of them had a bais dira, and still he didn't have a mezuzah. So vaistois, the reason why the Lishkas Pahedrin had a mezuzah, it's true that it had one, but it's not, wasn't the Ikar, and then it was just the gzeira. What's the gzeira? So the Gemara says later, gzeira, shelo yoimru, the Gemara says in Amud Bey, shelo yoimru, koyin god l'chovush beveisa asur. The Hainu, Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is, he holds that if there wouldn't be, yeah, Rashi brings it down here, if there wouldn't be a mezuzah there, so people would see it as the Kohen Gadol in that week that he's staying there, he's like a prisoner there, and therefore that's why it doesn't need a mezuzah, because when someone is staying in jail, he doesn't need a mezuzah, as we'll see later in the Gemara. So dira bal kochoi. So this is not covered. This is not covered for the Kohen Gadol, or covered for the Avaida, that he's gonna appear like a prisoner. So that's why they put a mezuzah there, that people should see it as a decent residence. Yeah. But it was, wasn't Mi'ikar Adin. Mi'ikar Adin, it said Hilchos Mezuzah, didn't need a mezuzah. Okay. Now.
So what?
What? What are you asking?
No, wait, I could have been saying the Gemara yet. By his Sha'asi
L'chaim al L'chaim. Yeah. Now, Taisa says, so that's later. Taisa is asking Akasha, you're already here. When we're saying Chutz Milishkas Pahedin Shabbos Adiro, you're already Tanakamo. Frek Taisus Vim Toimel Lichshuv Nam Lishkas Beis Evin Shabo Is Adiva LaKohen HaSofis HaPorah. Yeah, already from the beginning of the Masechta, we're dealing with two preaches, with two Lishkas. There's the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur that goes to Lishkas Pahedrin, and then that's our Mishnah Yuma, the first Mishnah Yuma. Then there's the Mishnah Parah of the Kohen HaSofis HaPorah that he goes to Lishkas HaEvin before Shivas Yom, before the Sofis HaPorah. So what about that Lishka? That Lishka is also Beis Diva for the Kohen HaSofis HaPorah. So the Chur, that also should be mentioned as an exceptional Lishka that should have a mezuzah, just like the Lishkas Pahedrin. That was also in the Beis HaMikdash and the Har HaBayis, yeah. So I'm going straight already to the second Teretz. So Teretz have two Teretzim. We'll mention the second one. Ina Mizok Teretz and the Santa Teretz. Kevon de lo yihave b'chol shato elo achas lekama shonim lo yichoshiv diva. So see, Teretz is saying like this. The Lishkas Parhedrin was in Achinami only used as a residence once a year, or 1 week a year, for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. However, the Lishkas Beis HaEvan wasn't even that frequent. It was only once in a few years, because when do you have to prepare a new Parah Adumah? Only once in a blue moon. Yeah, Chazal said there was only 7 Parah Adumahs in history. So it's true that when you already do it, so the Kohen Aseret is a Parah, he has to say it in that Lishka for 7 days. But this is not enough for giving an Hashem Dira. Even if 1 week a year is enough for giving a Lishkas Beis HaEvan Hashem Dira, but this is because this is something kavua. You have it every year. Mashenkin, something that once in many years is only serving in a base dira, that's for sure not enough for giving it a shame dira for Hilchas Mezuzah, and that's why the Lishkas Beis HaEvan is not Chayv Mezuzah. Yeah, that's Taisa's second Teretz. Yeah. It's interesting, this Teretz, Taisa's saying this as an enemy, if you look in the Taisa's Shonim is saying this Teretz B'Shem Rabbeinu HaZokein. Because it's not every year, so it's not considered a deal. Okay. Zog digimor. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda. Dahainu. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Rabbi Yehuda is just proving to you that the fact that the Gen Godel is staying there for a week is not enough for being mechayved b'mezuzah. The horaya that you see that the other lishkois that also had residents of what do you call it, of Shaimrim, so it wasn't Chayv Mezuzah. So Vice says this is not enough of being Chayv Mezuzah. Elomai, why did they have a Mezuzah? They're for a different reason, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gzeiro. But what's Taka the Pshat? Why isn't it a good enough reason to give it a Shein Diran, be Chayv Mezuzah, Hogu Fakasha? That's what Rabbi Yehuda doesn't explain. Rabbanon hold it is. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't, right? That's the Machlekes. What's the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda and Yehuda's Mezuzah here? So the Gemara, Kosova, Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Bayis Sheinei Osu Limoyis Echama V'Limoyis Egshomim, Einei Bayis. Dehainu, for being considered the Shoah Bayis, yeah, it says on Mezuzah is Beisecho, in the Pasuk of Mezuzah, so it has to be, it has to have a Shein Bayis, and for having a Shein Bayis, it's not enough that it's a residence, but it has to serve as a residence throughout all seasons, yeah, both in the winter and in the summer. If you have a summer house, yeah, if you have a vacation house only for the summer, it's only used as a residence in the summer, that doesn't have a shame bias according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's its part of a mezuzah. Kal v'chaymer, here, Lishkas Beis HaEvan, that it's only once a year, or 1 week a year, it's occupied for the residents of the Kohen Gadol, so that's not enough for giving it a shame bias.
So not so clear, because the Gemara is saying over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kamalishkas hayva mitoshelim beis dira."
Yeah.
A lot of lishkas that had beis dira.
Yeah.
So those lishkas were kama and chayr.
Very good. So this still needs a hasper. How does this answer the other lishkas? Yeah, that answers the who only the lishkas by Hadwin, which was only 1 week a year. But what he said about the other lishkas of the shaimrim, that's the who all year long serving as a beis dira, right? The Gemara is only focusing on the Lishkas Beis HaEvan. Chachamim hold the Lishkas Beis HaEvan is the only Lishka that has a mezuzah. Chachamim hold that it's Meikar Adin, has a Shem Bais, has a Shem Dira. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not Meikar Adin because it doesn't have a Shem Dira. Well, what's the Machlekes? Chachamim hold that even a Bais that is having residence only one week a year is enough for giving it a Shem Dira. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it has to be throughout the year, throughout different seasons. It's not enough for giving it a Shem Dira. So the Gemara is focusing on Lishkas Beis HaEvan here. Even the Lishkas Beis HaEvan, which did have a mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was not Meikar Adin, it was only Mishum Gzeiva. Why is that? Because he holds that this is not enough for giving it a Shem Dira, the fact that the Kohen Gadol is there for 1 week. What about the other Lishkas? That's a good kasha. That the Gemara is not referring to.
I didn't realize Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lishkas Pahedin shouldn't
have a mezuzah. He says it lehedyo. Elo Lishkas Pahedin gzeiva hoiso. So we explained it because that it shouldn't look like the Kohen Gadol and Beis Asurim. That's the only reason why they put a mezuzah there. Mitzad Hilchus Mezuzah Meikar Adin. It doesn't require a mezuzah because, like the Gemara explains now, why? Because it's only used the one part of the year. So that's not enough for giving a shame bias. And Rashi explains. V'gabe mezuzah, but inon bais choshuv, Rashi says. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a bais choshuv. Bais choshuv is a bais that you use in different seasons, not only one part of a year, 1 week a year. Okay. Now, second. Yeah. So about the other lishkois, what you asking about the other lishkois, this is something that I think Tosfos asked later on the base. Tosfos talk about it. There's a long Tosfos later on the base. So Tosfos talk about, what about the other lishkois? Yuyan Shom. Yeah, that's the Tosfos on the base. I think there's also Sfasemis about it here that talks about it, but that's a good hour. So that's something that, yeah, the Rishonim Lachmanim are talking about. But the Gemara here, Vaistix, is focusing the Iker on the Lishkas Pahedrin Elaine. That is not Mechuivin Mezuzim, Iker Redin according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not also the Moisechan Luisik Shonim. Eisi Ve'abayi. Voksiv, yeah, so this is Rabbo, really. There's a Gilsi in Mosheh Sashas, instead of Rava, Rabbo. Yeah, we'll see soon. Rava has a different Mahalach here. This is Rabbo. So Abaye, the Talmud of Rabbi, is asking him, Voksiv, how could you say that Bishitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a bais that is only seasonal, yeah, basically what he's saying, a bais that is only seasonal is not chayv b'mezuzah. Voksiv, v'ikesi beis achoyv al beis hakaitz. There's a pasuk in Navi that is talking about an einish that houses are going to be destroyed, and it's saying both the beis achoyv and the beis hakaitz are going to be destroyed. The house that you use in the summer, the house you use in the winter. It's on a pasuk in Amos. What's the kasha there? What do you see there? It's not talking about hilchus mezuzah there. But the point of Rabbi Yehuda was that in Lashon HaTorah, when it says in Parshas Mezuzah, al mezuzah is beisecha, bais, so you need a bais choshuv, and this is not called a bais, it's not considered a bais in Lashon HaTorah. Frekta baye, you see in the pasuk in Navi that it is called a bais. We're talking here ahead about a bais hakaitz, a bais hachoyf, and you see it's called a bais. It says bais about it. So how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's not called a bais? Omalei, bais choyf for bais kaitz ikri, bais stamalo ikri. The Hainu, here in the pasuk that it's saying lehedyo, it's a summer house, it's a beis hakaitz, so that's a lotion you could use. The Hainu, when you're giving it the shem levi, yeah, the nickname, it's a beis hakaitz, it's a beis hakaitz, so that you could use that shem on it. But stam beis, to call it a beis stam, that you could only call it if it's used all year long, and therefore in Pashas Mezuzah when it says stam beisecho, it doesn't say beis hakaitz or beis hakaitz, so stam beis is a bais that is in all seasons used.
Uh-huh. In the context of that pasuk, I guess it doesn't mean that
it's not because it's not about houses. The context; it's about the words. Pasuk, the lashon, the pasuk is using the kasha was from the lashon. You see, the Torah Navi does call it bais. So Gemara is saying no, the Navi doesn't call it bais. The Navi calls it beis hakaitz, beis hachayif, not stam bais.
I hear the pshat. I'm just wondering, the pasuk is it referring to all houses? Maybe it's, I'm saying. Is the pasuk referring to all?
It's talking about those kind of houses, a summer house and a winter house.
Uh-huh, those were the ones that were destroyed. Okay.
Both, the winter houses and the summer houses.
Saying, there was no. Okay.
What about a regular house? A regular house is not a problem. The pasuk is also referring to a regular house is never a problem. The problem was that the pasuk is referring here to a summer house and a winter house, and it's calling it a bais. Right? So you see, it is a bais. And
whatever. Okay.
So Gemara's answering, yeah, it's called a bais with a shem levi. It's when you say bais kites,
no,
you call it.
So
what's missing? Yeah.
It's not missing in the Gemara.
Okay.
It's fine.
Eisi ve'abayi. Sukkah sachag b'chag. So another kasha abayi is asking Rabbah. Sukkah sachag b'chag. Rabbi Yehuda mechai v'chachayim poitim. So now he's asking from a sugi in Sukkah. Yeah. It says that the Sukkah of Sukkis on Sukkis. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev and Chachamim Poitrin. Mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Yeah, the same Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does this mean? He's Mechayev. Mechayev what? V'toni alo. Yeah, Sukkah Sechag B'chag. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev is a Mishnah in Maisvis.
Uh-huh.
And there's a Braisa about it that is touching up. What is it talking about? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev in three things. Be'eruv, be'mezuzah, be'maiser. So one of the things Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev there is a mezuzah. Behainu, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the sukkah on sukkis is chayev b'mezuzah. A sukkah on sukkis is something that you only use for a dira 1 week a year, exactly like the lichus paradvin, only shiva yamim, basukkis teishu shiva yamim. And still you see that it's chayev b'mezuzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now there, you don't have the gzeira of that we had by the Kohen Gadol, shel yoyim u'shebeis asur. So vice versa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's meikar adin, it does have a shame bias, and it is chayev b'mezuzah. So we have a stira on Rabbi Yehuda here. That's Abaye's kasha on Rabba. If you're saying the reason of Abaye B'lishkas V'ed is because it's not used all year long, it's only seasonal, so what about a sukkah? How come Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev a sukkah b'mezuzah? What about the other two things, Eruv and Meiser? So Rashi explains, Eruv, yeah, there's a din on Eruv, talking about Eruv Chatzeiris here. So when you have, the din of Eruv is that when you have different residents in the same chatzer, so it's usher to carry in the chatzer, even though it's Rosh Hashayachid, Midoy Raisa, but it's usher to carry the Rabbanon because it looks like Rosh Hashayachid, because you have different residents, different neighbors, right? And the way to solve that is by making Eruv Chatzeiris, that they all unite. They all unite into one family. They all share the same meal. That's Masechta Eruvim. Now, in order for a resident in the Chatzer to Aser, for the Bnei Chatzer to carry, he has to have his own Shein Dira, his own Shein Bais. Now, there's a makim to say, and that's what Chachamim hold, that a sukkah on sukkis doesn't have enough of a chashivis to dira shibui, because it's only temporarily for 1 week, so it doesn't have a shame dira, and therefore it doesn't ask for the chatzer. The Ainu, if you have one of the neighbors that is only has a sukkah there, or it's sukkis now when he's only staying in a sukkah, he moved out of his house, so you don't have to make an eruv with him because it's not a dira. Which would mean that lichur on sukkahs, if all the bnei chatzer, yeah, they're all living in the sukkah now, so you won't eat eruv at all because they all don't have a shame dira. You only have sukkahs here, which is not a dira. You don't have any diras here, kilo. It's not, it doesn't have a chashivis, so it can't aser. Yeah.
Even though during the year they do, he's saying on sukkahs, since they live in the sukkah, they won't.
Yeah, lichur.
That's a chiddush.
Lichur. So that's also machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says it does have a chashivas. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasi. Rabbi Yehuda holds even a temporary dira is considered a deal, like he's saying about the mezuzah there, right? So to what ma'ase? What's an afkimin of ma'ase? Zok Rashi, there's a din v'yias pnei abayis. It's mutol lechu lachilas arai before you mafish tumas ma'ases until you bring it into the house. Once you bring it into the house, you bring it into storage. So then even achilas arai is usher. Now for having the v'yias pnei abayis, it has to have a shame bayis. So what about a sukkah? What if you brought the fruits into the sukkah? Is this considered riyas pnei abayis? Also the same machlokes as Rabbi Yehuda l'shitas. He holds even a bayis, bayis l'shah, like sukkah. And sukkah is also enough riyas pnei abayis, chachayim poitrim. So that's the three nafkiminis. One of them is mezuzah. So we have a stir in Rabbi Yehuda here. V'chi tayo midi rabbonon, maybe there, it's only a din di rabbonon. La'oilam Rabbi Yehuda holds midoi raisa. Not chayiv b'mezuzah, just like the lishkos perhedrin is not chayiv b'mezuzah, it doesn't have a shame bais because it's only seasonal. So to the sukkah and sukkis, how come you're saying the sukkah is chayiv b'mezuzah? It's only a din de rabbanon. It's not midoy raiso. What's the din de rabbanon? What would be the svar of the din de rabbanon there? What's the mechateis of the rabbanon? What would be the pshat of the rabbanon? So it's mevu and the rishayin, the rabbanon is, it's a gzeira atu bais. The hainu, it's taka. It's taka not a bais according to him. Doesn't have a chashivas of a bais. It's not chayiv b'mezuzah midoy raisa. But it's osi leichlufe. Yeah, people might mistaken if you won't have a mezuzah in the sukkah. So people were going to think you won't eat a mezuzah altogether. So that's why there's a gzei with rabbanon to be mechayiv a sukkah and mezuzah just like a bais needs a mezuzah. Now, what about? Yeah, once you say that. Once you say that it's the rabbanon according to this mahalach that in sukkah is mechayv mit rabbanon mishum osi liichlufe yakzei ra'atu bayis gomer. So what about lishkas perhedrin? How is this going to be a teretz? What was the kasha? We had a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Lishkas perhedrin, he patas for mezuzah because it's only seasonal. Sukkah is mechayv mezuzah even though it's seasonal. So what do you say? No, by sukkah it's only mit rabbanon. No, so how come he's not mechayv lishkas perhedrin for the same reason? If you mechayv every seasonal house because of a gzeira that it might look like that it might also liichlufe with a dira bayis gomer, so what about lishkas perhedrin? So how come he doesn't say the same thing about lishkas perhedrin?
Because that's where everyone is. That's the normal place where during sukkahs, where that's where everyone is.
So very good. So you're basically mechaven to the Taisi Shonim's Teretz. This is Taisi's Kasha, first of all. The Kasha is Taisi's Kasha.
Yeah.
So Taisis say a different teretz. We'll start with the Taisis Yishanim's teretz because you were mechaven to it. He's saying a little bit different, but it's along the same lines. It's not the Taisis Yishanim. Also, b'shem Rabbeinu Hazokein, the besukah hamesura lakoil gazrina natu bais avol ishkas pahedrin mesura lizrizim. Koyanim zrizim him. There's only the koyanim there. Ubishvil kach lo yanichu mileaniach mezuzah bebotayim. So he's saying the koyanim themselves, there's nothing to worry about. They know what the zrizim. They won't confuse it with the regular bais. Ay ve'inshi de alma. Right, but now he's getting to your point. So he's just answering after what you said. What about the koyanim? Well, how come we don't have this gzeira with the koyanim? The koyanim might confuse it with the regular bais. He's saying the koyanim is not a concern. The koyanim is rizim. The koyanim, they tell me the chachamim. There's rizim. They know what they're doing. But what about the other people? What about the masses? What about insha de alma fek that they see shanim? Zokter loymaske adatayu shein shom. They don't know that there's no mezuzah there. They're not there. Only the koyanim are there. So this is basically saying what you said, right? Basically. Taisvis is saying a different teretz. Tais is saying, inachinami. What are you asking me? There's no gzei. What about Lishkas Pahedvin? Should be also there in the Rabbanon. Zaktais, inachinami. There is. Rabbi Yehuda is not denying there's a mezuzah in Lishkas Pahedvin. Rabbi Yehuda's ledger is saying that it's a fact that Lishkas Pahedvin had a mezuzah. Everyone agrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda's just saying it's not midoy rice. It's a gzeiro. Mefush and the brayso. Elo Lishkas Pahedvin gzeiro, Rabbi Yehuda says. So he's saying that it's a gzeiro. Elamai. Until now we thought that the gzeiro there is because what the Gemara says later, like we mentioned, that Shema Yoimu can go to Chavish Beisasun. Zoktes, according to this teretz, that is midi rabbanim, legabi sukkah. So we could say the same thing about the Lishkas Pahedvin when the Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's a gzeiro. It doesn't mean gzeiro. The Gemara says later, but it means gzeiro atu bais gomer. That's the same gzeiro in achinami. That could be a different shot in the brayso. So that's Taisus teretz. The Ritva says a third teretz, and mentioned this is a very sages dikim gishmak. The Ritva says lo oilam in achinami. The sukkah is different than lishkas pahedin. Dafka the sukkah needs a mezuzah midirabbanon, and the lishkas pahedin not. What's the difference? Zok the Ritva. He says like this. He says by sukkah, it says teishvu came to do. So imela. He says, second. Yeah, he says by sukkah it says teishvu came to do, and mimela mishtamish by kol shiva hu beisay kemoi babais. There's a special din in mitzvah sukkah of teishvu came to do that you're supposed to use it like your own house. Yeah, the Mishnah in sukkah says kol shivas yomim adam. Right, it says that the adam yaitse kol shivas yomim right? So you're relocating from your bais to your sukkah, and you're living there like in your house. It has to have with all the convenience of a house, teishvu came to do, right? So in Meir he's saying because of the din teishvu came to do, so the tzuras mitzvah of sukkah is that you mamish live there in your house, kemoi babais. And that's why Zok the Ritva. Dafka by sukkah, there's a special chashash, there's a special gzeiro that it might be confused with the regular house because you're using it like a house. Mashenkin delishkas parhedvin. Okay, the kongol is he has to stay there for a week. Yeah, he's away from his wife. Yeah. He's away from the. He doesn't live there with his in a tshuva like a resident. Yeah. There's no teishvu can do there. So that's why this won't be confused with the house. So that's why you don't have this din derabbanan. Yeah. So this. Yeah.
I was afraid to say.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Frag the Gemara. V'chitayim midirabbonon. So if you're going to taka say that it's only a din derabbanan, that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv b'sukkah. Bishlama eiruv mezuzah. Ikol ameimah midirabbonon. The mezuzah, like we explained, eiruv also gzeirah to bais gomor. It should aser the others. You should need a eiruv. Elo ma'aser meikol ameimah midirabbonon. By ma'aser you can't say that. Why not? Dilma osi lafushem in a chiyuv alaptur. Hainu, by ma'aser, there's a chashash. If you'll be machmir midirabbanon, to be mechayev ma'aser when you don't need it midoy raiso, So it could be, it might be a chumra da asile de kula, because there's a din in Maisvis that you're not allowed, that you can't be mafrish from payers that are chayiv be Maisvis to on payers that are not chayiv be Maisvis, and the other way around. So mimeilo, if you're going to make such a din de rabbanon, so what are you going to have? You're going to have the payers that had riyas pnei abayis in the sukkah. They're going to be chayav only midirabbanon, so midiraisa the potter, and then you might use them to be mafrish from there. You might use them for being mafrish, for being matir tevil of Paris that went into the bayis that amchuyiv midiraisa, or the other way around. And that's that won't work. Yeah, that's a dinli kuva. The mice won't be chal, so it might cause a michshol. You're going to have real Paris that are chayav midiraisa. Yeah, Paris that went into a real bayis that is chayav midiraisa. And you're going to try to potter them with the payments of the sukkah that are potter midei raisa. It's going to cause problems. People are going to mix together the two categories of the ptur and the chiyuv. So that's why that can be that they were mechayiv this midei rabbanon. Titus here talk about who we find in in other places we do find the musig of ma'aseh midei rabbanon. So how is this thing with our gemara? So this the Titus have arichas about it. Just mention, this is something we had later in the sugis about Dmai. We saw by Paris and Mama Oritz. So there's a Chiyuv Ma'aseh Midei Rabbanon. That's the whole din of Dmai. How does that stem with our Gemara? So the Gemara, they say there, it's different because it's there's a hacker. There's a hacker that it's not Midei Raisa because it has different dinim. Like we saw in the Gemara Le'el, there's no, you don't have to be Mafish to Magdoilo because Amiratzim, you could trust them. And the other Ma'aseh you could keep, if you do the Afrasha, but you don't have to give it over to the people, to the Levi or to the Ani, because it's a mitzvah chavilah v'raya. So there's different things that cause a hacker that is going to be noticeable that it's not a chiyuv de raisa. So that's why there it's not a problem to give you a chiyuv de rabban. Okay, Pani, there's a richas about it in the Rishonim. Kopani, so the Gemara is saying, but in our case, if you would have a chiyuv de rabban, it would cause problems by ma'aser. So it can't be. So obviously, when Rabbi Yehuda is saying that in Sukkah is a chag b'chag yichayiv, which the Brice explains that it's going also in mezuzah, so it's a din d'oraisa, it's not a din d'rabbanan. All three things are the d'oraisa. So that's a back to the stira, according to Rabbi's Mahalach and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda patas the lishkas b'edvin from mezuzah me'ikra din d'oraisa, because it's not for the whole year, it's not used the whole year. So how does he say? So how come Rabbi Yehuda himself is being mechayiv Sukkah and mezuzah? Elo omer Rabbaye, b'shiva de kula alma le pligi de michaivo ki pligi b'shar yemois hashono, dahainu shiva, he's referring here to the shiva siyayim of the prisha of the kohen godl, dahainu while the kohen godl is actually living in the lishkas pahedrin during those 7 days, so then inachinami le kula alma it's chayev b'mezuzah midoy raiso. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that. Just like Sukkah, just like Rabbi Yehuda himself says by Sukkah, that it's chayev b'mezuzah midoy raiso while you're there. Sukkah sachag b'chag, during the yontiv, during the sukkahs. Ki pligi b'shar yemois hashono, rabbanon savri gazvin in shar yemois hashono atushivo, v'Rabbi Yehuda savri loy gazvin. And dehainu, what he's saying here is like this. He's arguing with Rabba. Rabba was saying before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bais that is only seasonal is not chayiv b'mezuzah, doesn't have a shame bais, and that's why the lishkas b'hedrin is not chayiv d'oraisa. Zokta b'ayino, you see in Sukkah not like that. So Vayis states Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even a seasonal bais is chayiv b'mezuzah. Aye. How come by Lishkas Parhedrin he's saying that it's Pater? Zoktabai, he's talking about the Lishkas Parhedrin during the rest of the year when it's not actually used as a residence. While it's actually occupied by the Shivas Yamim of the Prisha, so just like the Shivas Yamei Sukkis, by the Gabi Sukkah, it's Chayav Mizuzah Midoi Raiso. Even though it's only seasonal, it's Chayav, it does have a Shem Bais Midoi Raiso. Just the Shaila is, what about the time that you're not living there? The Lishkas Parhedrin is there all year long, and the rest of the year no one's residing there. There's no diva there. So the shaila is: does it need a mezuzah on the rest of the year? Maybe you could put a mezuzah by the 7 days of the pre-show and then take it off. It's only going to be there for that time. And that's what and that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a taka doesn't eat a mezuzah the rest of the year. Meikar adin. Doesn't eat a mezuzah. Because then it's not serving as a base dira. In other words, even though a seasonal dira is enough for giving it a shame dira, but only while it's serving befayal actually as a dira. And even Rabbanan agree with that. Just Rabbanan are saying, Gazrino Shayim Shona at the Shiva. So Be'etzim, what Abai is saying now, saying a chiddush, he's saying Be'etzim, it's true that during the 7 days of the pre-show, so Lukula Almo, it's a din do'ilaisa that Lishkas Pahedrin is chayiv b'mezuzah, but when Chachayim are saying that Lishkas Pahedrin is chayiv b'mezuzah me'ikar adin, they're talking about the rest of the year, and they only mean midirabbanon. This is a chiddush. According to Rabbi's Mahalach before, so Chachayim were talking midirabbanon. According to Abai, even Chachayim, when they were saying, chutz milishkas pahedrin shayo b'bizdiru l'koyim godl, they mean that it was chayiv midirabbanon, the 7 days that it's serving as a beis diva, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of his gzeira. However, Rabbi Yehuda also says that lishkas pahedin gzeira. So he also agrees that there was a mezuzah there, and he even says that it's as gzeira. So Rashi explains that what we said in the beginning, when Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there was mishum gzeira, he means a different gzeira. He means the gzeira that the Gemara mentions later, kedei shetehei muchzekes lechol yoideh kebeis dira gemura zokt Rashi shelagoyim vual hakoyin b'shiva zimei prisho beveis asurim chavush. So kum tois be'etzem, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan agree that during the 7 days of the pre-show, the lishkas pahedrin is chayv b'mezuzah midoi raisa. It has a shame bais gom, even though it's only seasonal. In the shal yemos hashana, they both agree that midoi raisa it's potter. And they also both agree that midirabbanan it's chayiv. The only machlokes is what's the reason, what's the mechayiv of the dirabbanan chiyuv? Rabbanan hold that it's a chiyuv al hilchos mezuzah. It's a hilchos mezuzah dike dirabbanan. That gzeira kol yom hashana at the shiva. Dahinu, when you have a bais that is serving as a dira only part of the year, so you need a mezuzah on the whole year, because people might think that it won't need a mezuzah even when you're living there. If you won't have the mezuzah on the rest of the days, they won't realize that you're putting it on when you live there. So that's a hilchos mezuzah dikigzeira. Masha'enkin Rabbi Yehuda holds that mitzad hilchos mezuzah there is no chiyuv at all, not even a chiyuv midirabbanon. Aye, how come they had a mezuzah there? That's a different gzeira. It's a gzeira mitzad hilchos kovet kohen gadol. Cover the avaida that people shouldn't think there's no mezuzah there, and he mainly is like living in prison, like the Gemara. We'll get it soon in the Gemara, but it's not mitzad hilchis mezuzah. So that's why I'm emphasizing this, because l'chura the according Abai is a shtikel doichai, because it comes out that be'etzem there's no real machlekes here. L'kula alma, like we said, there's a time that is doiraisa, the rest of the year it's the rabbanon. The whole machlekes is what's the reason for the gzeira de rabbanon? What kind of machlekes is that? It doesn't sound like that in the braisa. So that's why being madgish here, that there is here a fundamental machlekes. He said this, the machlekes here about it's not just what's the reason for the gzeira, but the shayla is it al tzilchus mezuzah bichlal? According to rabbanon, it's true that it's only midi rabbanon, but chotch it's a mezuzah de kichiyuv. The hilchos mezuzah mechayiv midirabbanon, because otherwise people might think that it's part of a mezuzah in the other days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that has nothing to do with hilchos mezuzah. It's not hilchos mezuzah, you patur legamri. There's not even chiyuv midirabbanon. The chiyuv that he has, the gzeirah that he has, is a different thing. It's something unique to the lishkas parhedrin because of the covenant of kohen gadol. Yeah, which means there's going to be an afkimina ledina here also legabi, a place that is not a lishkas parhedrin. A place that does not negia the cheshbon of the covet kohen gadol of shloyim bo'al kohen shu be'beis asuim chavish be'beis asuim, yeah. So there, taka, you're going to have according to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't need a mezuzah at all b'shanya meis hashana. Only if there's a place that you're living there only a seasonal. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the rest of the year, it won't need a mezuzah. Afilu midi rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, it will need a mezuzah even in the rest of the year, because mitzad hilchos mezuzah, it requires a mezuzah. Gzeira to the days that you're living there. So this mamish is going to be an afkimin ledina here. It's not just an afkimin in the town. Now, Taisis here point out that according to this Mahalach of Abaye, so we're going to have to say also a new pshat in the Shakla V'Talya between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, yeah, the Rabbi Yehuda's raya that he brought from the other lishkois, the other lishkois. Oma Av Yehuda, v'alikam lishkois hayu b'mikdash hayu olam beis dira v'loy hayu olam mezuzah. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying now, according to Abaye? Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the lishkois behedrin needs a mezuzah, filu midoy raisa, while you're staying there. So Taisus is saying, Vais Tois, according to this, when Rabbi Yehuda was asking from the other Lashachis, so he was talking also about Lashachis that are not always occupied. Yeah, Rashi said in the beginning of the Sugi that it's the Lashachis that are the Shomrim are staying there, Shomrim and Mikdash. So maybe it was not, maybe now we're going to have to say that it was used for something, for the Kohanim or something, or even if it's a Shomrim and Mikdash, so maybe they weren't always there. But Kapanim, Taisus is saying, Vaisus, we're going to have to say that also the other Lashachis are seasonal. They weren't always used, or even if they weren't seasonal, but they weren't always occupied. And the Shaila was not in all kufis of the year. And Mimelo, the Shaila is also there. Benegash Ayam Isashana, Dainu, by Shaila Shachais, who is going to come out also. It needs a mezuzah while you're staying there, Midai Raisa, even, maybe. But the Shaila is, what about the time that you're not staying there? So here, Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeah. So and there was no mezuzah there. B'shayim ha'isashana kopani b'shal shachis. So Rabbi Yehuda proves from this that you see that you don't make a gzeiva b'shayim ha'isashana atu the days that you stay there. So that's going to be the raya of Rabbi Yehuda. And from the alkochah of Rabbi Yehuda, that also the lishkas perhedrin, the reason why I have mezuzah on the rest of the days is not because gzeiru atu shayim esashon atu shiva, but it's only because of shlo yoyim u kengod l'chavish beis asunim, like we said before. Zog di gimor vayte. Omer li uavo, vosuka sechag b'chag, vosuka sechag b'chag kotani. Vosuka sechag b'chag kotani. Zog tu Rashi, what's the kasha? Upatri rabbanon alma b'shiva nami ikulaman depata. So Rashi is touching on the Gemara's kasha like this. Rav's kasha. We just saw before the Mishnah in Maisvis that sukkas achag b'chag is a machloikis legavi mezuzo rabbanon apoiter. Now there it says lehedyo that it's talking b'chag sukkas achag b'chag. Dahainu, it's talking during the time of sukkis that you actually are using it as a dira. And still you see that there is a that Chachamim hold, there is a man de Oma that it's part of a mezuzah even during Sukkis. So how could you, Abaye, tell me that Lekule Alma, while you're using Odira, even if it's only a seasonal, so it's Chayiv mezuzah midoy Raisa, the only Shaila is about Shayim Raisa Shona. That's how you explain the Machlokes and the Braisa about Lishkos Sahedrin. Frekt Rava, you see in the Mishnah in Maisvis that even while you're using the dira, when you have a seasonal dira, so even during the time that there's actually resonance there, there's still a mandama chotch. There is a shita that you putter. So you can't say that lekula alma. Everyone agrees that b'shas you're using it, so it's chayiv. Elo maravo b'shayim oisashono kula alma liplegi deptuvo adarabo. La'olam, the discussion about the Lishkas Parhedrin is about the time that you're actually using it, the time the Kohen Gadol is actually staying there. B'shayim o'isashono l'kula alma etzpata. The discussion is about the time that he's using it. Ki pligi b'shiva. Both legabe Lishkas Parhedrin and legabi sukkah zoktvashi, bein belishka, bein besukkah. It's both 7 days. During the 7 days, you're sitting in the sukkah. During the 7 days, you're living in the sukkah. During the 7 days, you're living in the lishkas b'hedrin. Lekula alma. Here you have a machlokes. Just like we have a machlokes legabi sukkah, b'chag. While you're using it as a machlokes in the Mishnah and Maisvis. Ay, lichud is a stir in the man de omrim. Like Abaye asked before. We see legabi sukkah that Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, is mechayiv b'mezuzah, and legabi lishkas perhedrin he patters. So adarabah, now Rava made it worse. In both cases, Rav is saying we're talking about the time that you're actually using it, and still you see a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and we also have a stira in Chachamim. Chachamim are pattering the sukkah, and they're being mechayiv the lishkas paedvin, and Rabbi Yehuda the other way around. So the Gemara zok Rav, the sukkah time eluchud v'lishkah time eluchud. Each one of them has a different din, because there's different svaris. It's not the same. You can't compare. Sukkah time eluchud. Rabbi Yehuda letaimei the omar sukkah diras kvabo inon umichayva b'mezuzo. V'rabbonu letaimei the amri sukkah diras aray bo inon v'lo umichayva b'mezuzo. So sukkah is a separate discussion. There's a machlokes tanoim. According to Rav Lishitasi in sukkah, that whether sukkah has to be a diras aray or diras kva, what is the tzuras mitzvah? Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold, as Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasi, that sukkah is diras kva. Yeah, Rashi brings down, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that even sukkah gavayim esri mama is kosher, because even though you're going to have to make strong walls for such a high schach. So sukkah is, according to him, is made out of strong walls. It's takos diras kva. So that's why it has a chashivus of bais. Also, legabe mezuzah the sukkah, because it's a diras kva. Masha'en ken chachamim hold. Chachamim shitasim that hold the sukkah is diras aray. Dehainu, it's not made in a strong way that could last for a long time. That could serve as a real house. It's only like a temporary. Thing. So Mimela, that's why it doesn't have a shame diva, doesn't have a shame bais, and Mimela doesn't have a shame bais, and that's why it's potter b'mezuzah according to them. Potter b'mezuzah. The lishkotayim eluchud, Rabbanon savri diva bel kocho shmo diva, the Rabbi Yehuda savra diva bel kocho lo yishmei diva. By lishko, there's a different cheshbon. Lishko is for sure a diras kva. It's not a diras aray. This is a building that stays there all year long. You don't build it from it's not, there's not, it's not made of schach and of whatever of something of a mechitas of aray. It's for sure made of mechitas of kva. But there's a different shiloh. The Kohen Gadol is being forced to stay there for that week. So that's considered dira bal kocho. When someone is residing somewhere against his will, yeah, and it doesn't matter here if it's physically forcing him or because the Torah is ordering him to do that. So that's already a shiloh about the shame diva sheboy. Rabbi Yehuda holds diva bal kocho lo yishmei diva. It's not considered a diva when it is baal kochoy, when you're living there against your will. And that's why it's part of a mezuzah, a whole new reason. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds that even while the Kohen Gadol is staying there, so midoy raiso, it's part of a mezuzah. Rabbanon hold, no, there's no such din in Hilchus Mezuzah, even a diva bal kocha is shmo diva. That's why Rabbanon are mechayiv. Now even Rabbi Yehuda agrees there was a mezuzah in Lishkas Pahedrin, as we said all along, that's what the Brais is saying. So why was there a mezuzah there? So Rabbi Yehuda already said in the Braisel, Lishkas Pahedrin Gzeira Isa. So what was the Gzeira? So now the Gemara finally says, and we do Rabbanon, who the Tokiru law, Shelo Yoimru Kohen Gadol Chovish Beveisa Asurim. Yeah, so that's what we mentioned before. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only reason why there was a mezuzah there was not Bechlal Atzilchus Mezuzah, but it was a different Gzeira that it shouldn't look like the Kohen Gadol is in prison, and that's good for now. Now it makes sense in this context. This is good for the vote. The reason why Taka doesn't need a mezuzah and Iker Adin according to Rabbi Yehuda is because it's like a prison. It's because it's like a Dira Bal Kocha. You're staying there against your will. Just it doesn't look good. It's not Derech Kovid. People are going to say, oh, the Kohen Gadol has to stay in Beis HaAsurim, like locked up in jail for a week. So that's why we put up a mezuzah there, even though it's not Mechuyiv. Just people should get the impression that it's not a diva bal kocha, it's not a beis asurim, it's a normal diva, and in mail it's going to be derech kovid for the Kohen Gadol, for the Avodah. So that's why you need a mezuzah there. But meikar adin, it's taka not a diva. Now, the shaila is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the diva bal kocha lo yishmei diva. So by this we're coming to answer the stira between sukkah and lishko, right? By lishko, he's saying by sukkah there's a different cheshbon. It's the shiloh about the diras kvashe boy. By lishko, there's a different shiloh of the dira bal kocha. However, lichuva the shiloh is according to Rabbi Yehuda, dira bal kocha lo yishma dira, and that's why he patters the lishko meikar adin. So what about the sukkah? Lichuva the sukkah, even though he holds that it's a diras kvah, yeah. But Sawat, the Lishka is also a Dira Skvan. Still Rabbi Yehuda Patris, because the other reason, the Dira Bal Kocha, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadish and Utnai, that you need to live there out of free will. No, in a Sukkah also a person doesn't live out of free will. He lives there because the Torah says so. The same Torah that says the Kohen Gadol has to stay in the Lishka for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Yeah, we learn it from Iluim or from Sinai, whatever it is. So the Torah also says, Basukah Stesh Vashiva Siyavim. So also that's a Dira Bal Kocha Lichura. So how come by Sukkah, it's not a reason to patri from mezuzah? The same reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should patri also sukkah. So that's the kasha of the Taisus Yishonim here. So Zok the Taisus Yishonim into Santa Teretz. He says, "The sukkah lav dira bal kochi hu she'enoi zaz mi beisoi. She'enoi zaz mi beisoi ve'ishto yubanov babais ve'hoylech heino v'heino." So it seems like he's saying three points here, three different points that are different by a sukkah, yeah, between a sukkah and a lishka. And all these three points are showing you why the sukkah is not considered dira bal kocha as opposed to lishka. First of all, einoi zaz mi beisoi. Dehainu, he doesn't have to totally leave his house. Yeah, a person could build a sukkah in his house, on top, on the roof of his house, yeah, on the porch, right, connected to his house. So, technically, yeah, he's leaving his house, but he doesn't have to go away. He's adding an extension to his house that is kosher for sukkah. Masha'enkin the Kohen Gadol, the Lishka, he has to leave his house and go to live in the Beis HaMikdash for a week. So that's already adds to the Bal Kocha, Yishabai. When a person just has, it doesn't have to totally leave his house, so that's not considered a dira bal kocha. No chazach zokter ve'ishto yubanov babais. By a sukkah, he's living there with his family. Teish v'kein to do. Masha'en kein the lishkas pahedun. He's there alone. Yeah, we saw before in the sugya. There's even a din to leave his wife. Prisha from mibeisa is ishtoi. So that's another thing that shows you another indication that it's like a prison, that he's staying there bal kochoi. V'hoylech on heino v'heino is not a nekuda that he's saying by a sukkah. You're not actually locked in the sukkah. That's part of the din teish v'kin to do. You can walk around, you can go out of the sukkah whenever you need. Masha'en came by the lishkas pahedrin. It seems like this Yishonim holds that he has to stay there throughout the whole 7 days and not to leave the lishka. It's not a discussion about it in the Rishonim Le'el, but Lich'uva, that's what it seems like. That's what this Teis Rishonim holds here. And Mimelo, that's another way. That's maybe the strongest way. That makes it a dira bal kocha. It's mamish like prison. He can't leave. He has to stay there for the whole week. Shank in the sukkah. You know, you could go to shul. You could go on your errands. It's not a beis aswim. So it's a teish v'kein to do. So all these three things show you it's all one point, that the way you live in the sukkah is not in a way of prison. It's not in a way of dira bal kochoi. She'en kein, the way you Kohen Gadol lives in Lishka is something that is takim modoim at the beis asurim. It's like a prison. It's a dira bal kochoi. So it's true that there's also by sukkah you're there because of the mitzvah only, but it's not considered dira bal kochoi because lemaisa you're living there with the matzav of a house, with the comfort of a house, with your family, and you're less limited. That's the Teis Yishonim's teretz. The Achrayim say noch a teretz. This is a teretz that both the Blazer Moshe and the Sfasemis were mechavim ledover echad. They both say the same teretz. Zok to Blazer Moshe saying a very interesting teretz. He says, By the sukkah, the din is, it's true that you mechuyev to live in the sukkah for the 7 days of sukkis, Yeah, you're forced to live there by the Din Taiva, but the location of the sukkah is up to you. You can make the sukkah wherever you want. Masha'en kim delishka, yeah, as long as it's a kosher sukkah, you can build it wherever you want. Masha'en kim delishka, it's not up to the king God to decide where to stay during those 7 days. He can't say, okay, I have to be away for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, I'm going to go to the mountains. He has to dafka stay in this lishka, in the lishka pa'edvin, in the azara. So he may look twice that this is mamish like a prison. We're telling him a specific location where he has to stay for the whole week. A sukkah, we're telling you the kind of the house you have to live in. Don't live in your regular house. Live in a sukkah that has the conditions for being kosher as a sukkah. But we're not telling you where to stay. The idea of a dira bal kocha is zoktes vasemes and the beis Moshe is about the location. We're locking you up in a specific daladamis, in a specific room, in a specific place. But your sukkah, it's not like that. You could go where, you could live wherever you want, as long as it's kosher for a sukkah. So that's a different chiluk. Why sukkah is not considered a dira bal kocha. And Mimela, even Rabbi Huda is Maide, that it's and Mela, that's why Rabbi Huda there holds that it is Chayv b'mezuzah midoraisa. Okay, we'll just finish the Gemara here. Zag the Gemara, Man Tanya lahod the Tanu Rabbanon, Kol ha'sha'orim shehoyu shom lo yhoyo lahem mezuzah, chutz mishar nikonoir, shelifnim imenu lishkas pahedvin. So Gemara is saying like this, yeah. Rashi, Kol Hashorim Shari Mizvach Azava. Dehainu, the before we were talking about in the previous brayse, we were talking about the lishkos is in the basement. The lishkos is been again mizuzah. Now we're talking about the shorim, the gates. So the psachim, the gates of the Azava and Tzad Mizvach. That's the side where you enter the Azava. That's the opposite side of the Kodesh Kodashim. So all these shorim didn't have a mizuzah. Why? Obviously, because it's not a base dira. You're not going. You're going through them for the avodah, not for residence. Chutz mishar nikonoi. Why? Why was shar nikonoi different? There was one shar in the mizrach of the Azor that did have a mezuzah. Why? Shelifnim imenu lishkas pahedrin, because that shar was used also as access to the lishkas pahedrin when the kohen gadol was going to lishkas pahedrin to live, to stay there for that week before Yom Kippur. He went through the shar nikonoi. So in Mela, the shar nikonoi, even though it wasn't the actual Pesach of the base of the Lishkas Pehedrin, but it was being the Shah to it, so Imelo also that needed a mezuzah. So this is the Blaisa. Zog di Gimara Leimer Rabbanon hi Veloy Rabbi Yehuda. Over this Blaisa could only stem with Rabbanon, not with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, he go for Gzeira. Yeah, there's a klal that when there's gzeira d'rabbanon, so you don't want to make a gzeira l'gzeira. The whole concept of a gzeira is to make a siyag l'toyva. You have a din d'oraisa, so you're making a chokum d'rabbanon that you shouldn't get close to the din d'oraisa. But the gzeira alone doesn't need a siyag. When something is already d'rabbanon, you don't need another gzeira for extending it, for making a chokum from the gzeira. Yeah, Rashi is Rashi in Beitzo. Rashi is saying it's learned from the pasuk. Yeah, the whole concept of Gzeira D'Rabbon is coming from the pasuk Ushmarti Mismishmarti. So, yeah, you have to make a mishmeres to shmira for the Torah, achoka. But you don't need a mishmeres lemishmeres. You don't need a gzeira l'gzeira. You don't need a achoka from the achoka. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole din mezuzah by the lishka alein is only a gzeira, like Rabbi Yehuda said. So if it's only a gzeira, it's only a gzeira to Rabbanon, so why would the lishkas, so why would the shar need a mezuzah? The shar nikona needs a mezuzah because of a gzeira atu, the lishkas pahedrin alein, that's what it seems in the Gemara. And since the lishkas pahedrin alein is only mitzad gzeira according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it doesn't make sense. Why would you make a gzeira l'gzeira to be mechayev also the shar that is accessing it? Al kachor is going with Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, the lishka is mechuyev meikar adin, and that's why it makes sense to make a gzeira that also we do Rabbanon. Also, the shahr is going to be mechuyev. Zog the Gemara, afilu teimer Rabbi Yehuda kulo chad gzeira. Once Rabbi Yehuda made this gzeira that the lishka is mechuyev because of shelo yaimru kengod l'chavish beveis asurim, so the same gzeira applies also to the shah, because of the shah that is accessing the lishkas bayad and won't have this mezuzah. So still people that know that this is the access of the kohen gadol to the lishka are gonna say that the reason why there's no mezuzah here is because it's like a prison, it's a deal about kochah, so you're gonna still have the same problem. So it's not a gzeira, it's for the same reason, for the same gzeira, you need to have mezuzah by both. Now we just have to make the cheshbon here. According to who the Gemara is talking about, yeah, we had a few Mahalchim here in the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon in Legabi the Lishka. Rabbi was saying that the Machlekes is whether the Lishka is Mechuyiv Midoy Raisa or not. According to Rabbanon, it's Mechuyiv Midoy Raisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Arz Gzeira. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Baish and Yosel Mezuchan Yisik Shoyim ain't a Baish. So according to Rabbi, so the Gemara here is Pashit. The Gemara is saying, if you're making a gzeva, also in the shani kana, that would need a mezuzah. So it makes it only ichura, only according to chachamim, because then it's a gzeva for the raisa. Mashen can according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a gzeva legzeva. Now, according to Abaye, what did we say? Abaye's mahalach was that Abaye's mahalach was. That they're talking about Sh'ayim Mois Hashana. During the 7 days of the pre-shah, so even Rabbi Yehuda holds, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's Chayav Midoy Raisa. In the rest of the year, in the rest of the days, only then there's a Machloikis, and then also Rabbanon also agrees, Oktabai, that it's only Midoy Rabbanon. It's only a Gzeva. Gzeva Sh'ayim Mois Hashana to Shiva. Yeah, so b'kitzur, according to Abai, l'chur the Gemara here doesn't make sense. L'chur the Gemara here is not talking according to Abai. Because according to Abai, kum tois, that the only machlekes that we have between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is about the time of the gzeiva in the lishka. As we said, is it a mezuzah dika, is it a hilchus mezuzah dika gzeiva or not? But they both agree that it's only a gzeiva to Rabbanan. Either it's a gzeiva according to Moshe Shana, not to Shiva, or it's a gzeiva shema yoyimu. But it's a gzeira, l'kula alma. So how is this brisa better according to Rabbanan than according to Rabbi Yehuda? So imanafshich, when it says Shani Kana needed a mezuzah, when was it talking about? Did it need a mezuzah? B'shayim Mezuzah Shana only during the 7 days of the pre-shah. So imanafshich, if it's only the 7 days, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the lishka alein is doy raiso. So what's the problem? So it's not gzeira l'gzeira. And if it's talking b'shayim Mezuzah Shana, so then even Rabbanan hold that it's only a gzeira. So also according to Rabbanan should be gzeva l'gzeva. So this is why, so this is l'chur, according to Abaye, this is going to be a problem. According to Abaye, l'chur, the braisa won't stim, even according to Rabbanan, unless you're going to say the braisa is talking b'sh'ast during the 7 days, which then taka the lishka is mechuyiv midoy raisa, so that's why you also need the mezuzah and shani kana. Yeah. Now, according to Rava, so vice toys, the Gemara is talking according to Rava. The final mahalach was Rava's mahalach, which really the machlekes is, maybe it could stem also according to Rabbah in the beginning, but it's pashut, it's coming, it's the final maskanas of Gemara, like Rava, that the machlekes is about Dira Bal Kocha. They're talking about the 7 days, during the 7 days, and Rabbi Yehuda patters because he holds Dira Bal Kocha, lo ishmo Dira. So they really have here a machlekes, whether it's a chayiv midoy raisa, so it's only chayiv midoy Rabbah, that's gzeiva, of shelo yoyimu. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. So according to this, the raisa only stems lichura with Rabbah, not with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Nachan Ekuda here, when the Gemara is saying Lema Rabbanon Hivloi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara is asking Kunz Rabbi Yehuda, it's Gzeva L'Gzeva. Ichura, the halacha is, as the Gemara is going to talk about the next sugya later, a mezuzah, the mitzvah's mezuzah. The chiyuv is not only about the bais itself, but also the access to the bais is also mechuyiv in mezuzah. Yeah, that's what we learn from the pasuk of Pashas Mezuzah. It says, "Uchsaftim al mezuzahs beisecha uvishorecha." So both the mezuzah is beisecho need a mezuzah, and also shorecho, which is the, if you have a gate that is serving as an axis to get to the house, so that also is chayiv mezuzah. Now that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So lichud shtikul shveri, what is the Gemara saying here? What's the cheshbon? The Gemara is saying, according to Rabbanon, it makes sense that the Shani Kona needs a mezuzah because the lishka alein is d'oraisa, so it makes sense to make a gzeira for d'oraisa. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lishka itself is only the Rabbanon, so why would you make a gzeira l'gzeira that even the Shani Kona is chayiv? Lichud shver, because the shah, lichuva, as much as the bais is mechuyiv mezuzah, so to the shah should be mechuyiv midoraisa. It's not just the gzeira. The shah is mechuyiv just as much as the bais is mechuyiv. So lichuva daf min zogin, when the Gemara is saying the gzeira here about the shah and the corner, it's only talking according to Rabbi Yehuda. The hainu like this. When we're saying lema rabbanon here, So the pshat is going to be according to Rabbanon that the lishka alein is mechuyev midohi raisa, and therefore, why? Because Rabbanon all dira bal kocha shma dira, yeah, like whoever says. So imelo, it's pashit why the shani koner is also mechuyev midohi mezuzah, because it's midohi raisa mechuyev, just like the bais is mechuyev, also the shar is mechuyev mezuzah midohi raisa. So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is saying Zeira, they're not talking about Rabbanon. Rabbanon is going to be Doiraisa, the Chiv Mezuzah of the Shar, just like the Lishka is Doiraisa. Just the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Midoiraisa, there's no Chiv here at all. There's only a Zeira, about the Lishka, it's only a Zeira, the Rabbanon of Shelo Yoimu. So why would the Shar Nikona need a Mezuzah? So vice dois, it's also a gzeira. Yeah, even the bais alein is only a gzeira. Yeah, so kal v'chayim with the bais shar is only going to be a gzeira to Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Since the bais alein is only a gzeira, so making the so now being mechayiv because of that, the mezuzah also in the shar of that bais, that's already taking it a step too far. That's already a gzeira l'gzeira. Zog the Gemara, no, kulachad a gzeira. It's all one gzeira. So now, actually, also the teretz of kulach had gzeira here could be more understandable. The pshat is because, after all, it's haba hotalia. Because when you have a bais that is mechuyiv midoraisa b'mezuzah, so automatically also the base shar of the bais, the shar, the axis, the gate, the axis gate towards the bais is also mechuyiv mezuzah midoraisa. Mezuzah is beisecho v'sharecho. So in middle, that's maybe why it's had gzeira. In our case, when the lishka alein also is not mechuyiv midoraisa because it's a dira bal kocha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Which is Lav Shema Dira Kuntu Rabbi Yehuda. So in Mela, what are we saying here? The reason why it needs a mezuzah is because people Shalai Yaimu can go to Chavish Beis Esun. People shouldn't realize that it's a Dira Bel Kocha. So in Mela, the Cheshbin is the din the Rabbanon here, what the Gzeir requires is to treat it as a Bais Gomer. That it should need a mezuzah. That people should see it as a Bais Gomer, as a regular Dira. And therefore, automatically, also the Beis Shar is going to need a mezuzah, just like a regular Bais. Because in order to treat it as the regular bais, kilu to see it as if it's mechuyiv midoraisa b'mezuzah, that it should appear like a dira b'ratzon, not bal kocha, not a bais asurim. So made automatically, also the bais shar is going to need a mezuzah. It's all part of the same gzeira. One last point here: this is the gemara that we just learned. Now is the gemara that we kept referring to, or the rishonim kept referring to throughout the masechta till now. This is the mekayer that the Lishkas Pahedrin was taka in the Azara. Yeah, Taisus already pointed out in a few places, another Rishonim, that the Lishkas Pahedrin was located inside the Azara. Yeah, this is basically the only Mefurish and Mekoyer that it was in the Azara, because it says that the Shar Nikonor was the access to the Lishkas Pahedrin. Now we know the Shar Nikonor is the Shar of the Azara, so Imelo, Kum Tois, that for getting to the Lishkas Pahedrin, he had to go into the Azara. It was inside the borders of the Azara. So that's how we know that the Lishkas Pahedrin was actually located in the Azara. And he made it. That causes the problems of the Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. So how did he sit there? How did he sleep there? So that's what we already spoke a few times. So the Ritva Eifenot, here is Oymidon this. He says his new Chiddush, that it didn't have Kedushas Azara because it was Asu Lekach, it was Asu Yeshiva. We mentioned this in the past, and there's Taisus about it in Ches Amud Beis. Yeah, there's another Taisus about it in Vav Amud Aleph. So this is what the Rishonim were talking throughout the previous sugis about the status of the Lishka. whether it had Kedushas Hazara or not. So this is all coming from our Gemara that is Mefurish, that it technically was located in the Hazara. The Shaila is, did it have Kedushas Hazara or not? And if it did, so why wasn't there a yeshiva there? So that's what Taisus and the other Rishonim are talking about Le'ed. It's Pasuach. L'choil, Taisus say, other two would seem, but technically, in terms of location, it was in the borders of the Hazara. Adkan.